Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
You guys ever have
a what? Have a what?
Hold on. Trying to keep it serious and for real. You guys ever have a...
What is happening?
Oh, man.
What is this story? He can't even say it.
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
Thursday.
TGIT.
You ever have one of those, poop?
What?
Just, okay. You
say?
Know it's about to ruin the paint.
Let me rephrase.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh? Yeah, that's
have
real funny.
You ever
funny.
Had to use the restroom and had to go immediately?
Throw the switch.
We gotta go! Let's go!
Show must go on, right?
Go!
It's showtime!
Missed the show yesterday. Get that podcast. Good morning, everybody.
Hey!
6:06 in the a.m.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of thunderstorms.
Yeah.
High today of 87 degrees, mostly cloudy.
Did you guys get any thunder or rain?
Oh, yeah. Did we?
I don't think we got anything over.
Dude.
Slept again.
Zeus throwing down bolts.
Really?
Of lightning.
Is it really that bad?
Nah. It did rain.
Sprinkle?
Nah, like it came down.
We're getting a lot of rain.
Not a whole lot of lightning, though.
Man.
It's been good for the plants.
Sure has.
Those plants and the mosquitoes.
Ugh.
Well, welcome. It
Hi.
Is a beautiful Thursday morning here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It's already Thursday, man.
Yeah. Big show for you guys. Did you guys watch AGT last night?
Yeah. You know, I really wanted to, and then I remembered I hate it.
No, you don't. You're a fan.
You love it.
So
you're a fan.
I was going to, and then I remembered the only thing I cared about was Sal. So I need to know if Sal makes it.
Oh, man. Does Sal make it on to the next round?
Good grief.
We'll find out what acts are moving forward and which acts are going home.
All right.
And the AGT recap.
Doom.
It was a beautiful show last... Well, there was no performances last night.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was...
What was it?
Well, there was a performance
like a recap
last
show?
Night. There was Fitz and the Tantrums performance.
Oh, that's good.
That's yeah. cool.
They with were the, just here at the Sunshine.
They were.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, I gotta tell you. I didn't see them when they were here just this last time, but it was last year. Ricky and I went to that show.
It was good.
And it was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh. I'd like to see
they sounded...
They're a great band.
So good. They were fun to watch. And last night on AGT, I think it's Illumination. They were did they win it last year?
Illuminati.
No, it was Illumination.
By nature?
Illumination. No. They wear these outfits and they light up and they
cool.
do this really cool show. I think they won it last year. But they performed with Fitz and the Tantrums.
Awesome.
So it was really cool. So we'll play some of that.
Guys, we're about to get inundated with emails from people who love our station.
What?
Why?
Because we're looking for volunteers on air.
Oh.
How many people have emailed so far?
17-0.
17-0. 17-0.
Yeah. Volunteer. In my brain, it was 17, but the true answer was 0.
How many people commented on the post?
Oh, dude. 100-0.
Okay.
But... It's got 5 likes.
Okay, good.
Hey-o.
That's good.
It is it's our least liked post in a long time. We need your help, guys.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I have people walk up to me and go, how do you get into radio?
Yeah.
I just want to get into radio.
Guess what? Right now, this is literally the best chance you're going to get.
Yeah. One of the great things about this station right here is that we're nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you
we're
can volunteer.
We're an education band.
I know the other station I worked for, when I worked in commercial radio, it was different. I mean, you had to be an intern.
Yeah.
You had to go to school.
Yep.
You couldn't just volunteer there. So this is a different monster.
We're on the education band. We are a 501c3.
Yeah.
We can have volunteers and we can help teach you and train you.
You want to get coffee for us? You want to rub our backs when we're, you know?
You want to be on the air?
Oh, man. I didn't know there was a back rubbing option.
It's a little bit lower. There, thank you. Okay.
Are you talking to a ghost?
I don't even know.
It's a new volunteer. He just hangs out.
Is it a ghost?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's a snake ghost?
The snake? It's not a snake, man.
It is a snake ghost.
Better not be. 338-3700 is their phone number. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So how much does this position pay?
So
I need
much
like
money.
$60,000 a year.
Nice. Oh. So do I.
My friend, you should be.
Currently, that's about what Teo and I split a year.
Yeah, there
so,
you go.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
You guys should be teachers, too.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for supporting our station.
Yeah.
And making us feel good about ourselves.
Heck yeah, man.
See you later.
Oh, could you imagine $60,000?
You know, I almost told him to hang up on himself.
Only imagine.
But I remembered that was Dex's thing. So I
what it would be like.
Yeah, it's okay.
If I got paid more than the dude at Wendy's. I can only imagine.
You'll never get paid more than the Wendy's guy.
What my eyes will see.
Guys, if you want to volunteer.
More than three digits.
I don't know. Go to our Facebook page. We posted something where you can email us or
email
whoever it is.
Yeah, it's studio at star88.fm. Yeah. It's our email address.
Okay, it's our email address.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to be a volunteer.
You never know what may happen.
Studio at star88.fm. Somebody said, what is the email again?
I started it as a volunteer.
Yeah, you never know. You might work your way up to getting paid.
This one says, I want to have out with you guys. Okay, you can't be it because you can't even send an email.
I want to be part of it. I want to have out with you guys.
I want to have out with you guys. Here. It's my application.
I'm the worst at that. Whenever I do a post or I shoot an email, I'll go back and read it, and I'll go, oh,
dang
man.
Why yeah, no, I... it's predictive text. I know they didn't mean for that to happen.
Well,
coming up on the
show today, like I said, AGT recap, Whiskey Tango. There's a couple good ones, Steve.
Oh, dude.
It's a really fun Whiskey Tangos this morning.
Good. I think I'm mostly excited to talk about the Satanic Temple and how they want to help your kids in after-school specials.
What?
Yeah.
That was a lot to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
After school satanic clubs?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Department of Education is looking into it.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
We'll check in at the Olympics.
Yes.
Because tomorrow it kicks off, fellas. You know what? Some of the Olympic athletes have already been, they've been performing. They've already been doing their events. Like
How sick are they?
We got the basketball.
Oh.
The basketball.
I wouldn't call them the dream team, but we had basketball kickoff on July 22nd, and we're dominating everybody.
Of course
I think volleyball and golf and a couple other events kicked off, so we'll see how things are going down.
I'm having issues with this picture.
Can you find the cat?
Is that it right there?
Nope. See, I thought it was right there.
Yeah,
I put this picture for Teo in the news. It really wasn't for the on air thing, but it's a viral picture that's been going around, and it's
this is my distraction.
A bunch of wood, cut up wood, and there's a cat somewhere.
There's a cat in there. I really thought that was the cat.
You'll never find the cat. Just keep looking, man.
Speaking of cats, yesterday
you found it.
No, I didn't. I looked at the picture. That
I found
circled it.
Somebody with entirely too much time on their hands that now makes giant cat helmets that are like real fur.
Just wonderful.
That looks like a real giant cat head that you can wear. I want to start a GoFundMe because I feel like Teo needs it.
I found it.
Where? Yep, you got it.
Yes. Yes.
He needs a cat head.
Did you know? Do you know why I found it?
$7,000.
$7,000 for a real cat head?
A real cat head.
The reason I found it
he could wear
is because I took a cold shower.
Oh.
And I was up to this task.
You do look wide awake.
Straight up.
I still haven't showered since Sunday.
Really?
Doing the no shower thing.
You're going to get bacteria on your skin.
Steve,
I am not.
You got to shower.
I am not joking. I haven't showered since Sunday.
You just forget or you just don't want to?
I keep waking up with not enough time to spare.
I've been in your boat before. I remember going 7 or 8 days and then thinking to myself, wait a second.
But I did shave yesterday because, you know.
Proud of that.
That's important.
That was the time when I had gotten fired and I never left the house.
Oh, yeah.
You actually have a job.
I haven't showered since Sunday.
You got to
My hair looks great, shower. Man. 1993, Dave Grohl called me and was like, that's beautiful. It was pretty cool, man.
It's like you got some pomade in there or something.
Yeah, nothing. Just natural oils.
Wax.
Because I haven't showered since Sunday.
Looking I remember when I could put that hair wax in my hair.
You look like you got some in right now. Yep. You're looking good. I'm using bald. That onion juice?
Nope, I stopped. I can't handle the smell.
Guys, we got two more likes yesterday. We're only 34 likes away from 9,000.
Good job. Let's see. Pokemon Go update this morning.
Woo!
A couple just great stories. Just when you thought it was going to slow down a little bit with the Pokemon Go. No, it's not going to slow down anytime soon.
Why would it?
I don't know. And a really good story about a runner who adopted a stray dog. Really, really fun story. We'll talk about dog adoptions. When is Josette going to come back in?
I don't know. We need to call her. Be like, Josette.
Did she get her new gig yet?
I don't know.
All right.
Speaking of gigs, man, our boy Jason hit us up on Facebook. He's a graveyard police officer in Las Cruces.
Mm. Jason.
Said he looks forward to listening to us at the end of his shift every day.
Thanks, man.
Shout out to Jason.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about some new millennial words. What do they mean?
Oh, I can't wait. Do we get to guess?
Yep.
Oh, man, I am on it.
We'll find out just how plugged in we really are.
I'm super plugged in because I haven't had to waste time doing things like showering. So, huge, huge fan of this.
Huge.
All right, today is August 4th. Today is the 217th day of the year.
I love it. It's my favorite number.
We're looking at 92 days until Marvel's Doctor Strange.
Oh, gosh. It's the best countdown we've ever had.
My favorite number.
29 years ago in 1987, the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing was released.
That's my favorite number.
Mm-hmm. 19 years ago in 1997, the world's oldest person, 122-year-old Jean Calment, died in a retirement home in France.
Wow.
122 years old.
That's my favorite number. Not that one, the one before that.
Oh, okay. How old is Barack Obama today?
9. This is my favorite number.
What is happening? He's 54.
I was telling you guys what my favorite number was. What's wrong with that?
Wait, no, no, no.
It's 9.
He has to be older than that because this is like 8th year and on. He's 58.
Barack is 56 years old.
55.
Ah!
Billy Bob Thornton.
Ugh.
The actor.
Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. He is,
he's timeless.
62.
Or 65.
61.
Mm.
Gosh, I'm one off. It's my favorite number, that's why.
And the legendary pitcher and steroid user Roger Clemens is how old today?
48.
46.
54.
Fail! That was a lot off of that one. 8, my favorite number.
When do, never mind.
I like all of the numbers. When do what? Baseballs happen?
Yeah, I don't really want to talk baseball.
I don't either.
Baseball? Steve, which part? Which part? Gosh. What do you guys... Hey, what's up? You said baseball?
Know. Yeah, he was talking about when it ends.
He's talking about, October playoffs.
I wasn't going to ask
that. Are you talking about playoffs? October.
No, I was wondering, what's the average age baseball athlete retires?
They can go up. I mean, baseball is different than, say, football, where you have a lifespan of 3 years.
Would you say you know? It's because you stand around not doing very much for a long time?
Man. Yeah, you don't really have to
so
be
the body's
162 games a year, guys. 162.
Right. How long do those games last?
17 hours.
And how much time
Which
do you typically spend?
The most
spend...
athletic moving?
Yeah.
Just a solid 12 minutes.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm excited.
I don't know.
40s. If you're excellent. You know what I mean?
Like you
not
could,
everybody could do it forever.
There's got to be some people in their 50s still playing, right?
No, MLB? Dude. DJ was there for many, many, many years. Derek Jeter.
Oh, okay.
And he played it better than just about anybody. How old was DJ when he retired? He played 20 seasons. 20 seasons, man. He's 42. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's
okay.
About right. We have a lot of stuff on the live line. Oh, my gosh. We mentioned the volunteer position.
Oh,
boom, boom, boom.
What are they saying?
Well, somebody wants to know what the hours would be like, but I guess the point is in a volunteer position, you kind of get to somewhat make your own.
True.
Yeah.
If you're a volunteer.
Yeah, we just ask you, hey, can you do this? And
but again, I know everybody got excited, but don't forget, we seriously are looking for somebody to potentially be on the air.
Yep.
So you got to bring your skills.
Not on the morning show.
To pay the bills.
We should clarify that.
Because we've gotten a few emails already as well.
Yeah.
Saying, tell me more. And okay, cool. Well, how about you tell us more about you? What are your qualifications? Why do you want to volunteer here?
Yeah. Yeah, qualifications are nice, but I mean, you don't have to have experience.
How funny are you? Tell us three jokes.
No.
Delivery is important.
Jokes? Yeah. No.
Yeah. Somebody also wants to know how my wife tolerates the fact that I haven't showered since Sunday. It's easy. It's called, we've been married 12 years, haven't touched her since October.
They avoid each
2014.
Other.
You guys sit at separate ends of the couch.
Yeah, dude. It's like the 40s. Yeah. We have the little nightstand in between our two twin beds.
They live in different
it's
wings.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Steve-O lives
I walk
in the
into
West
the house
wing.
And everything turns black and white again. It's called marriage.
I do have a some friends that don't sleep married friends that don't
Wait,
sleep in the
what?
Same room.
Are
as
you
their spouse.
Serious?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing.
I get it.
I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm already in trouble. Who cares? My wife has this thing where. At night,
Does
she turns
turn
into Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, good grief. Chrissy, this is Matt. Turn the radio
she's
off.
She's just, except instead of sawing people, she saws logs.
Oh, gosh. This really is getting worse.
So, I have two options. Find a new place to sleep in one of the other bedrooms.
And probably find a new place to live.
That sounds just like her. Or endure it and sleep next to my bride. And I choose endure it and sleep next to my bride.
Oh, well,
because I have friends that do that as well. They have like a guest room or something. They're like, yeah, never really. I sleep in the guest room because he snores or she snores. And I'm like, I can't do that. I'm a wuss. I got to sleep by my wife.
But can't. In retaliation, you just don't ever take a shower?
Yeah. That's pretty much.
In a quiet retaliation.
I don't know, man. Look at this great olive skin. I feel good, man.
That's dirt.
That's olive oil is
natural,
what we're seeing over there.
Natural oils.
That's dirt, my friend, from living in the desert.
I don't know. It feels great.
Just old dusty
Steve. I feel
Steve
free,
over
man.
There.
I feel so free.
Good morning.
It's funny.
All right, man. I got some jokes.
Oh, boo boy.
All right, I'm moving over there, man. Just a volunteer. How about that, man?
Yes, yes.
You know what? You'd be super busy over. You know what? Hey, let's start our own pool cleaning business.
No, stop it.
I will work.
No, we got to do Pool Boy Diaries, dude. Please invest in this show.
Yeah, I want to hear jokes. People keep cutting you off.
Okay, here we go. What do you call a Mexican girl of the night?
Yeah, we dumped it just in case.
I don't know if that's...
It's about beans.
Stop
it. Cool beans.
Stop it.
Cool beans. Cool beans.
Is this a joke?
Hang up
no,
on
dude,
yourself.
No, dude, I'm moving out there. If I lived out there, dude, I'd be at your station.
Hang up on yourself,
you
pool boy.
I love you, pool
Call
boy.
Us
I
later.
Love you so much. Steve-O, did you want to ask anybody else for jokes?
Oh, man. Gosh.
Was that a joke? I hate jokes.
Me too, lady. Me too, lady.
Jeez.
Was that a joke? Were you joking?
Hey, Dex, I'm glad we dumped it. I am too. I think we made the right call.
I am too. I was just so stunned I couldn't.
You were laughing.
Oh, gosh.
You were
I mean,
laughing.
A joke's a joke, and but something like that ain't no joke.
Oh, Steve-O says he feels super free, which is ironic because everyone around him feels very trapped.
Oh.
Forever.
You don't have to know jokes, okay? I'm terrible at jokes.
No, you're not.
I have the worst delivery when it comes to jokes.
Nuh-uh. Not the other day when you said, we'll talk about those things
but
next
that wasn't
week.
Even
that
a,
was
that
perfect.
Wasn't, that's not a joke.
That was great delivery and a solid joke. It was wonderful.
No. I was always jealous of the person that would, you know, because everybody knows that has that friend that can tell really good jokes and always remembers all the great jokes. And I was always really jealous of that person because I could never remember the joke. And if I do, I always mess it up when I deliver it.
Yeah.
Because if you mess it up, it's done. People are, he messed it up. I tuned out. I don't even know what he's talking about anymore. You got to have a good delivery.
I get it.
So a mollusk walks into a, well, he doesn't walk into a.
See?
I believe it's pronounced mollusk.
That's not what we don't tell jokes. That's not what we do.
We got a text on the live line from somebody saying, good morning, guys. 99.99999% of the time I have tape over my mouth. You think I can still be on the radio? Hashtag give me a chance. Is that tape face?
It might be tape face.
If it's tape face, yes. I love you, tape face.
Yeah, I'm okay with somebody volunteering that never talks, you know? It's cool.
Somebody else said, man, that's so wrong, Steve-O. You just went past the point of no return. But I've already tuned out to myself, so I don't even know which part it was. The shower thing? The sawing logs thing? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Don't even know.
All right, we have to take a quick break. Continue to text us. 585-LIVE is our text live line number. Taylor's got headlines.
Yeah.
We'll check the roads when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump is refusing to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senator John McCain in their Republican primaries.
The Olympic torch arrives Rio, and there are concerns about whether it will be welcome.
Alabama officials are denying parole for a Ku Klux Klansman convicted in a 1963 church bombing.
An Emirates Airlines flight from India made a fiery crash landing in Dubai.
The CDC has crunched two decades of data on Americans' average height. The average U.S. man still stands at 5 feet 9 inches.
The payroll processor ADP says private employers added 179,000 jobs last month.
Several flights at Miami International Airport have been canceled or delayed because the FAA tower was struck by lightning.
Delaware Supreme Court has struck down the state's death penalty law, ruling it unconstitutional. Justices based their 3-2 decision on a recent U.S. Supreme Court case that found a jury must unanimously issue a death sentence instead of a judge making the final call.
Live. That's our live line number, Texas. 637.
High today of 88 degrees.
Traffic. Not seeing any accidents or whatever, but who knows if you can trust this haunted map of ghosts. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Big show today, guys. Big show. Millennial Words of the Week coming up.
I got to give a shout-out, Dex.
Shout it out, man.
You know our buddy Morgan?
Morg?
Oh, Morgs. He started a new job in the ICU.
Really?
And he says, you need to give a shout-out to ICU nurses because this job is crazy.
I bet.
Shout-out to the ICU nurses.
Especially here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
This is one of the most dangerous cities.
Apparently, he said yesterday was just a crazy day. He saw some crazy stuff.
Man,
but if there's anybody in this world that was made to do that job, it is Morgan Holmes.
Yeah!
Solid dude. You got this, man.
Morgan Holmes. Miss you, man.
Miss you.
I miss...
miss everybody.
Working out with you at the gym.
Legend.
Don't you lie.
What?
Don't you lie. I do miss... I actually really
miss the
Desert
people.
Forge.
That's the best part.
Well, yeah, I miss the people. I don't miss...
No, I actually miss going there.
Why?
Somebody mentioned it yesterday, and I was like, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the new bear poking sounds pretty intense, and I don't think I'm there. I don't think I could do it.
You couldn't.
I don't think I could hang.
It's the cool thing about Bear Canyon is the community over there is really, really good. That's what people, you see all these videos on Facebook and whatnot about CrossFit, and you read all this stuff, and everybody's like, why do people do that? It's so stupid. But the real reason I think that most people do it is not so much that they're getting stronger or their technique is getting better, but it's really the sense of community. You find like-minded people, and you really establish new friendships, and it's wonderful.
Kind of sounds like a frat house or a
sorority. Not like that. It's not like that.
No. Church.
Yeah. Anywhere where you can find a sense of community, it's going to become valuable to you.
I do need friends.
Yeah.
So maybe I should poke the bear.
You do, the Flash. I'll be your
Batman. Now you poked the bear!
Man.
I'm trying to get you to. But you got a lot going on in your life right now.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. Family and I are going to be homeless here.
Oh, man. You're not going to be homeless. There will be an answer.
It's true. Please, everyone, pray for the Toth family because we're about ready to be homeless, and that's no lie.
You don't have a house.
We don't have a house.
He's not exaggerating, guys.
This is not a joke.
My family and I, we've turned into squatters. I'm just going to say it right now.
Before you do this, though, let's discuss about maybe not talking about it on the radio.
I know. It's just... I've always been the good type news of is that
not because of embarrassment or anything like that, just because you know legal stuff.
The good news is
that's probably true.
When they shut off the water, I mean, look at me. I haven't showered in a week.
You know what?
You're gonna look like this. You have great skin.
I was totally. I couldn't sleep last night, and I was laying there in bed thinking, "Oh, what if the power just gets shut off right now? Like,
like what? What? How am I gonna keep watching Netflix?
Yeah." the thing is, we don't even have internet at our house right now. We haven't had it for 3 days because I hooked it up at the house that we were supposed to go to.
Oh, no.
It's hooked up there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, the house we were supposed to get fell through.
It fell through officially yesterday.
But the good news is you don't have to be out of your current place until July 31st. Wait.
Yeah, that's... We're a little past that.
No, this is going to, you know what? Here's the thing. Something cool is going to happen. You're going to look back and be like, you remember that day I was so unstoked about life and basically a squatter next to homeless? You're going to look back and say, that wasn't, I made it through. That wasn't the end.
As Christians, that is where our faith comes in.
Yes. Mm.
In times like this, you just have to just
hopefully
buckle down and
dilute yourself.
Well.
No.
Oh, man.
Now
it's going to be good.
Just
you got this, buddy.
I haven't prayed this hard in a long time. Until
you guys want our downstairs?
You know, can we have your downstairs?
Just the whole downstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
The kitchen and everything?
Kitchen. That one little room.
Lando could sleep
in
the...
We probably all fit in there.
One in the pantry there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In the bottom.
Fine. You could sleep with Rocket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God, I mean, sometimes when you go over to Steve-O's house, you don't even see him because he's in the eastern wing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
guys,
like,
I wish I had a house like
you
that.
You go, Steve-O!
It's pretty crazy.
And then you wait a second, you'll hear, what? What?
It's a big house, guys.
It is not a big house.
It is a big house. I mean, you live on the west side.
I meant to say delude.
Westsiders know what it's like to live in mansions.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No.
You can get a mansion over there.
Paper houses, Fran. Paper houses.
The West Side is a completely different world from the Northeast Heights.
Yeah, West Side is the best side.
Newer, it's cleaner, it's nicer, it's better.
More it really
dusty,
is.
More scorpions. There's more, rattlesnakes.
Yes, more snakes, scorpions.
Slashing of tires
in
Rio Rancho.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot of dust.
There's a lot of crime, though, in the Northeast Heights as well. I mean, that's where a lot of the criminals go to rob homes.
And it's because it's the more richer, like... Not more rich.
Well, yeah.
I guess the more...
Everything's more expensive up there, so you have a lot more wealthy.
Well-to-do neighborhood.
Mm.
So, and here's the deal. We can't hang there anymore. It's just...
I know.
It's different for us now.
It's not feasible.
I told Leslie,
you
I feel like...
You've got to live within your means.
I feel like Rocky Balboa and Rocky Four, right after Rocky Four, and, you know, into Five, where he lost everything because of Uncle Pauly.
Yeah,
Uncle Polly
lost all their money.
Good. Well, he was bad with money, but
he
had a good heart.
He did. Uncle Polly.
I told Leslie, I'm like, we're gonna have to move, you know, back to the ghetto, even though we've never lived there. We're gonna have to move back. We're gonna have to.
Gonna be paupers like us Westsiders.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yep. Kids will probably get beat up at school every day, and
fancy Northeast Heights people.
It's gonna be a different way of living, but we'll get through it. And my wife said, no!
Did you tell her that no isn't an acceptable answer and that she's going to have to help provide a solution or just deal with the fact
or
that
we'll
you're
live
have
under
to move?
That bridge?
Yeah.
Or we'll be down at the rescue mission, you know, drawing for a bed every night.
Oh my gosh, what? It's not that dire.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah? I have nowhere to go.
You're looking for the Heights.
No, dude.
Huh? Looking for the Heights? Yes. Northeast Heights. Okay.
I definitely want to talk about this coming up. I teased something earlier, and this is real. A satanic temple is in the process of trying to start up an after-school club in elementary schools. And other things I'm stoked about. And we got a question about somebody has a question about a friend of theirs who is a straight up Satanist.
Okay.
I definitely want to get into that.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah. Woo! Just a lighthearted day.
You're the best. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dex posted a picture of some cat sitting in a bunch of, like, in a giant wood pile. And I found the cat.
You did.
Very stoked to have found it by myself. I give all the credit to the brain power I receive from taking cold showers every morning.
I couldn't find it, but I don't have patience right now. So after about 10 seconds of not finding it, I scrolled down and looked at the picture that where they circle the cat.
Oh, come
oh,
on.
Oh, there it is.
I want to find the cat.
You will.
Did you see Teo point it out?
Oh.
I'll go down to the news and... The picture's right there.
Run over to the T.O. section.
Yeah, I just don't want to mess up.
It's pronounced Tollenjam Fronten, spelled T-E-O. A man has apologized to the police after a gun scare in Albuquerque, New Mexico today. New video shows the moments after police took a man into custody after receiving 911 calls. He had a rifle aimed at the freeway. On July 20th, Albuquerque police got a flood of 911 calls around 9:30 a.m. One caller had pulled over on the side of the highway after seeing something strange.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman out on the corner of that motel, and he's sitting there with a rifle in his hand pointing it towards the freeway, the caller said to dispatchers. The incident happened near the Motel 6 at University and I-25.
That's where the Toth family's going to be living.
Okay. They got good rates, man.
Do they?
Police lapel video shows officers blocking off roads and searching the area with guns drawn. The man had a black long gun with a hunting scope on the top sitting on a tripod. After a few minutes, reports say a tactical unit approached him and asked him what exactly he was doing. The man said to officers, quote, "I just really didn't think I was doing anything wrong."
Okay.
What? What kind of gun was it?
It was a long black gun with a hunting scope on the top. He told police he was shooting at a paper target on a patch of dirt.
What?
One officer questioned him about that on police lapel video. That's your target over there? You know, the freeway is right behind it.
Oh my gosh.
The man apologized for the misunderstanding. Police said the weapon was a BB gun.
Still... doesn't matter if it's a BB gun or...
Yeah. He was not charged with a crime because APD said the man didn't specifically point the gun at anyone or threaten anyone. He was just... I guess he was just stupid.
Wow. What is wrong with people? The guy needs to be locked up.
Nah.
No?
Dex,
nah.
I'm gonna get you some help.
Let's be honest, in the Wild West... there are cans everywhere, and they were like, we got to clean up these cans, and they would just shoot them off of like, the fence. I saw young guns.
Yeah.
You know, you just sometimes you just got to shoot cans.
I've never seen young
or
guns.
Or targets.
So I don't know
or,
what you're talking about.
You know, wherever you're at.
You always need to know your surroundings.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's terrible and stupid. It's awful.
Never shoot a gun in public.
That's what my mom told me.
Tail.
Balloon Fiesta organizers say the Texas crash will not impact Balloon Fiesta.
Well, that's good.
I don't understand what the... What?
Remember the balloon crash that happened?
Yeah, but why are they like, don't worry, guys.
Don't worry, guys.
It's not off this year. It's still happening.
Yeah.
A balloon ride is often a once-in-a-lifetime experience, especially for those who travel miles to experience the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta.
We have friends coming into town for that.
We do?
Well, they were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Albuquerque is where people come to go ballooning. It's where the world comes to go hot air ballooning, media relations director Tom Garrity said. I want to say it like I think he said it. Albuquerque is where people come to go ballooning. It's where the world comes to go hot air ballooning. KOAT wanted to know if a deadly balloon crash in Texas this weekend would have an impact on this year's event. Because KOAT is self-absorbed.
Mm, stop it.
Garrity didn't think so because he said it's more of a spectator event.
Yeah.
When we take a look at the number of people who come out to Balloon Fiesta Park, they're all there to see the balloon show. The balloon pilots.
The balloon.
Let me say it again.
Every time you say that, I picture you wearing the cat hat.
Yep.
That's called a cat.
The cat helmet. Yep. All right, let me say it again like Mr. Garrity. When we take a look at the number of people who come out to Balloon Fiesta Park, they're all there to see the balloon show. The balloon pilots.
Yes. Okay.
I feel like this guy.
Any balloon pilots?
Yeah, that guy that took us out on the balloon.
Wayne Story.
Okay, this guy, he looks like Bill Clinton did the other day at the DNC with those balloons.
No way.
Yes. That's what I think. Okay. When I picture this man, that's
all right.
I can't confirm if that's what he looks like. A quick Google search could probably do it for me.
Oh, but there's some Google searching going on right now.
I feel like that's what he looks like. It's
okay.
Just Bill Clinton, wide-eyed, full of wonderment at these balloons, kicking them. He's going to save this one. I'm going to take this one home.
Yes.
You know what I mean? However, he said they are taking safety and training especially serious this year, considering what just happened. Just a horrible, horrible experience. Definitely something that gives pause for the entire balloon community to check and double-check different procedures.
I found the cat helmet.
You did. That's not it.
That's not it?
That looks even better.
Okay. We need to Photoshop a cat on your head.
Okay. Why do that when I can just go home and put beans on my head?
If you could do that today, that'd be great.
Modest Mouse singer Isaac Brock fell asleep at the wheel and caused a car accident in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, my gosh.
He was cited for careless driving. There were no serious injuries. Good grief.
I was going to ask you about that because when you were in the band with Waverly, you were the driver. So did you ever fall asleep?
I wasn't the only driver. We took turns, but I drove a lot overnight. And no, if I started getting sleepy, I would stop driving. There was one time where I drove for a long – we were up for like hours and hours and hours. And – it might have been one of the times where we were up 24 hours. And I was night driving, and then I remember just driving along and thinking to myself, all I've got to do is follow that giant pig face. Because it was...
Oh, the pig face.
In my mind, I had made the 18-wheeler in front of me into a giant smiling pig face, like on Piggly Wiggly. Have you guys ever seen the grocery store Piggly Wiggly?
Man. Yeah.
And then I thought, I'm going to pull over because that's a semi, and I shouldn't be following a giant pig face anywhere.
That's funny.
Much less driving. So I did. I pulled over.
Man.
That was the most tired I ever got.
Somebody on the live line is concerned with Teo for his care, his safety. They just discovered that you have not seen Young Guns and how not okay that is.
Yeah.
He didn't grow up here, guys.
I didn't.
What's hilarious is I've mentioned that a couple times, how we need to have a Young Guns night. And I'm trying to remember who it was. There were a couple of people that like freaked out on it. What? He hasn't seen Young Guns? I'm like, no, he's not from here. And apparently, when you were a child, it was acceptable for your parents to show you rated R westerns with Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Not me.
Gosh, that movie's so good. Or at least it was 20-something years
ago. Have you guys ever seen The Big Green?
No.
What? The Green Mile?
No, The Big Green.
No. What's that?
You guys ever seen
He's Camp? Making it up.
No, I'm not. Have you ever seen Camp Nowhere?
Yeah.
No.
So, yes, I think I have.
See, I was watching age-appropriate movies when I was a kid.
Ah.
Let me just real quick Google search Disney's The Big Green. Hmm. Oh, it's got that kid from The Sandlot in it. It was
a soccer movie.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Have you ever seen Heavyweights?
Teo,
no.
That was 1995. I was in high school. Why didn't you go see it? I was busy watching such hits as Legends of the Fall, Goodwill Hunting.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Last of the Mohicans.
I forgot that you Braveheart. Two are much
Interview
much
with
older
the Vampire.
Than me. Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
See, we're operating at two different things here.
Yeah. That's true.
You guys are older than me. Also, your parents both let you watch R-rated movies much younger than my parents let me watch R-rated
That's
movies.
True. And you turned out the best of the bunch.
No. So. I have many flaws. I just hide them very well.
Mm. However, The Big Green did just remind me that we didn't get that Steve Guttenberg interview.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Of course we didn't.
We almost got Steve Guttenberg, everyone. And sad
It would
have
been great.
It would have.
It would have been awesome.
Oh, we'll do some more headlines coming up this morning. We'll talk about Satanists starting a club at school. Should it be allowed?
Yeah.
What? The Pokemon Go update is coming up. We also got a letter titled, "My friend is using the book I lent him as a bathroom book." See if we can help out somebody in the storm. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
High today of 88 degrees.
How are we looking out there on them roads?
Traffic looking good. It's looking real good. That's your look at traffic.
Coming up, new club in schools. An after school club.
That's right. But it ain't your grandmother's after school club unless your grandmother was a witch from Salem.
Wow. We got a letter on the way. Pokemon Go update, Olympic update, Millennial Words of the Week. Some good stuff on the way. AGT recap of last night. We'll find out what acts are moving forward.
I just care about Sal, and then we can move on. That's all I care about.
Oh, Sal. Your boy might got sent home last night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it.
He did it his way.
He might have got sent home, Steve-O.
I hope not.
Well, you are a fan now.
Speaking of fans, somebody just chimed in on Liveline and mentioned the fact that they have never seen Young Guns and they're 37 years old.
Bless you, friend.
Something wrong with
that. Don't try to work here.
Someone else said Big Green is such a good movie, Teo. Loved it when I was a kid.
Thank you.
Came out in like 97. When you were a kid?
Somebody else said, whatever happened to Foster the People? Yeah.
I know. They were one of my favorite bands.
What did happen to them?
They put out that second record and...
Wasn't as good
as the
first.
That was kind of it, huh? It was still good.
It was a little right. More trippy, I think.
Yeah. So, 6 Degrees of Separation, our boys in For King and Country?
Yes.
The Small Bones?
Yes.
Their sister, Rebecca, is married to the bass player.
Mm-hmm. Really? A Foster?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Wow.
Right on. Yeah, I've always wanted to see them. I've never seen them live.
Yeah.
I'm checking it out.
I've only seen them like 3 times.
What? No, you haven't. They've never been here.
I've never seen them. I'm thinking of the better, younger band. They were called Young the Giant.
Young the Giant. Oh, yes.
Gosh,
Young
I love
the
that
Giant.
Band.
That's one of my favorites.
And I really have seen them. And they're amazing.
It looks like their bass player left the band last year.
Their bass player left the band last year, so that's why they're not around anymore.
Cubby Fink.
Gotcha. All right, Steve-O, let's do a thing we call Whiskey Tango.
You guys remember back in the day, you come home from school, and there were the after-school specials, and you'd watch them, and it'd be like, I am a bill. I'm teaching you about Congress and how things work, even though they never really will. I am a bill.
That's funny.
Just such hits like that one, or like, please worship Satan. Please worship Satan.
Okay, stop. What?
Just stop hating, because he's not that bad. It's Satan. Right? You guys remember those hits?
No.
Nice
just
rhyme,
hits like
but
that.
It's offensive.
Yeah, okay. A group of Satanists want the Department of Education to let them create an after-school special program at elementary schools around the world.
What? What are they going to do?
At least around the country. The Satanic Temple says its after-school Satan Club will be an alternative to Christian after-school clubs, which provides kids with snacks, reading lessons, and art projects. They insist this is no evil trick by Beelzebub. That's a real quote. Evangelical after-school clubs created a need for us to be there now. The New York-based group's co-founder, Lucian Graves, told the Post.
Lucian Graves?
Yeah, his name's Lucian Graves.
What a name.
Yeah, he obviously works for Satan. They're sending children the message that they'll burn in hell or be tortured for eternity. But this program teaches kids you can embrace the iconography of Satan and still lead a moral life. End quote. No, I'm not making that up.
No, that's,
that's a real quote.
Yeah, isn't Satanism more about the earth and nature than it is worshiping a Satan figure?
Actually, I don't know. And so here's the thing. We got a text. I teased this earlier about, you know, being a fake Satanist or whatever. And we had a real listener chime in on the live line with a question about that very thing, saying, hey, well, I actually have a question. What do you do when your friend tells you straight-faced that they are a Satanist? And I actually used to work with somebody who considers themselves an occultist. I wouldn't say go so far as to say a Satanist.
Okay.
But I don't know. So here's the thing.
It's okay. I've Googled the fundamental beliefs of the Church of Satan.
Because that was going to be my response to that listener is, would they be willing to rap with us? Not on air, but I am always curious. So mm-hmm. if somebody's like, I'm Muslim, I'm whatever religion it is, I'm always curious why they're that certain religion, how they got to be there, what it is that drew them to that. I would be curious because when we were kids, obviously, or grown-ups, the idea of like, worshipping Satan seems comical and weird and villainous from horror movies.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Yeah, it does.
This was what I was thinking because I was like, I don't think it's exactly what we believe it
is.
It's not.
It's not.
Number one, the first question on their page. And by the way, I'm not justifying any of this. I'm literally just reading information, so don't hear me wrong.
Right.
Question, why do Satanists worship the devil? And here's the answer. We don't. Satanists are atheists. We see the universe as being indifferent to us, and so all morals and values are subjective human constructions. Our position is to be self-centered, with ourselves being the most important person, or, quote, the god of our own subjective universe. So we are sometimes said to worship ourselves. Our current high priest, Gilmore, calls this the step moving...
Wait. Their high priest's name is Gilmore?
Gilmore. Calls this the step moving from being an atheist to being an I-theist. Satan to us is a symbol of pride, liberty, and individualism, and it serves as an external metaphorical projection of our highest personal potential. We do not believe in Satan as a being or a person. And that's what I was thinking. That's the reason they say it's a response to the evangelical Christian groups. Yeah. Because the Satanist church of today is not like the old thing that we see in scary movies where there's like child sacrifices and all that kind of weird stuff in there. They're up on the hill doing a black mass or whatever. Now it's totally just, it's more of a play on Satanism, or it's more of like a reactionary joke to the church.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now that we know that, then this after school club for kids.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble for what I'm about to say.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm always in trouble. Let me finish the story and then we'll get into it.
Finish the story.
Let me finish the story and then we'll get into it. The Department of Education already allows programs by other mainstream religions. The agency says it can't ban any legitimate faith, as it has a policy permitting religious, political, and philosophical groups in schools as long as they don't preach hate or discrimination. That according to a city school spokesman. They couldn't point out any violations of the policy by the Satanic Temple. The club's mission statement, which promotes free inquiry and rationalism, appears to be designed to keep the Satanists within the bounds of the law. They are seriously starting satanic after-school programs in 9 city school systems, Washington, D.C., and Tucson, Arizona being chief among them right now, though their clubs are not actually up and running anywhere yet. One sticking point, though, for the club in New York is that to be recognized, it would have to get a teacher to sponsor it. Then the school principal would have to sign off on it. So they actually have to find teachers who are willing to go, oh, yeah, Hail Satan.
Yeah.
And that's going to be kind of hard because it does seem kind of, I don't know, a mockery? Because like Teo said, it's not necessarily really like promoting worshiping Lucifer. It's more a response to Christianity to say, hey, they believe, you know, according to them, they believe that the earth is 6,000 years old. They believe in this guy in the sky. They believe this and that. They believe you're going to burn in hell. We're for rational thought. We would like to have conversations.
Yeah. It even says right here, it's like, what is theistic Satanism? There is no such thing. People who believe in some devilish supernatural being and worship him are devil worshipers, not Satanists. Anton LaVey was the first to define Satanism as a philosophy. And it is an atheistic perspective. So they don't believe in God or the devil. They don't believe in any of the supernatural, right. Any of it. Yeah. No demons, no angels, no anything.
Yeah. I always try to put myself in an atheist's shoes, or if I was, you know, born in the Middle East and I grew up with a Muslim family and I've never heard of Jesus Christ, or if my parents were Satanists, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always try to think, how would I view Christians? How would I view Christianity? And I'd probably laugh at it.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we kind of poked fun at the whole Satanism thing, you know? It's like we do, as Christians, we look at that as like, man, that's the red devil with the pitchfork.
Right.
And they're worshiping that figure. But at the same time, that's not what it is.
Right. And according to the Department of Education, by the rules, you know, they can't preach hate. This Satanist group says it's not a problem because they're all about a loving view of, quote, the devil. They believe in Satan as a metaphorical construct. They don't even necessarily believe in this dude with the pitchfork and the red suit or whatever, you know, you would think when it comes to Satan. The program will be open to boys and girls aged 5 to 12, regardless of religious background, and children must have a permission slip from their parents to be a part of it. The group obviously has a history of sparking feuds a few years ago. Do you remember when they wanted to put up that Divinity of Satan statue next to the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma? They created a stir.
Well, you know, and all across our country, you see In God We Trust, you know, in the courthouse or in other, you know, public buildings, sometimes in schools. And I know they were freaking out over that as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody on the live line chimed in and said, if they can take prayer out of school, then they can't allow Satanism into school. Boom, mic drop. To which I would say, not mic drop, actually, because we're talking about an after school program. And currently there are after school programs that are open to all religions. So here's where I'm going to anger a lot of people, I'm sure. No, I do not think this is a good idea. But no, I do not think that we need to attack it and come against it as Christians and say that this is disgusting and vile and crazy, even though it's kind of all of those things.
You don't think we should stop it?
We can't. Because if we go against the Department of Education and say, you can't do that, this is insanity, blah, 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 and fight for a reason that this shouldn't be allowed in schools, then the Satanist in turn goes, whoop, flips the script and says, you can't have Christian programs in school, blah, 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 uses our rhetoric, and now it cancels all after-school programs of any faith-based anything.
Which is why there's prayer isn't allowed in schools anymore.
Right. Oh, dude, we had this conversation months back where they were trying to teach the five pillars of Islam in school.
Yeah.
And parents lost their minds, of course, and said, you can't teach that in school. This happened, I believe, in Oklahoma. Everybody lost their minds. Christians got on the crazy soapbox and we attacked and said, you're not allowed to teach this, blah, 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 blah. And so they started this new initiative, basically, where it's like, okay, well, we can't do any of this anymore. And then a Christian group tried to bring in Bibles to that school system, and the school system shut them down and said, sorry, according to this new rule that we implemented by you Christians, you can't do that now.
Just shut yourself in the foot.
And it shut the Christians out from being able to share the gospel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather have all than have nothing. To be able to provide a place where we can still share the gospel, where we can still train up children, where we can still go, hey, because the truth is the truth is the truth, regardless of our perspective and opinions, there is right and wrong. There is a moral standard outside of ourselves. There is a creator. God's word never returns void, and we know that. So I wouldn't be afraid. I would say we need it. We need our after-school program that, that can showcase and share our faith in the gospel.
Whether it's a satanic after-school club or it's a Christian after-school club.
Yeah. I'm sure people are,
Live line is open. You can text us at 585-5483, or you can call us at 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hey,
what's
buddy.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what Nick. Up, buddy?
So I have an issue with this. I understand you guys aren't trying to justify it, and I totally know you aren't, because I know you guys, and I know your heart.
Right.
But I think a lot of people need to understand, you guys are reading from a Google publication, from a group that's trying to advance their agenda, their belief system.
Right.
Right? So they're not going to tell you what's going on. But we have to look at the big picture, that behind closed doors, the motivating and the driving factor and force behind this belief system is very, very real and very, very horrible and more horrifying than I think any of our human minds can understand, because Satan's a real creature. Mm. He's a real created being. And he is the source of a lot of this evil that's going on. And so I think when we, as Christians, we have to keep that in the back of our mind. And that could be said for any false religion.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, like we say, oh, the church, you know, the satanic church is not sacrificing this and sacrificing that. Well, you don't know that because you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And I guarantee whatever is going on behind closed doors is worse than anything that we've seen. Because we don't see it. Do you know what I mean?
No, right. I do.
So, yeah, we're only getting a small picture of what the article is telling us. And definitely
we don't see the motivating factor.
And there is a part of Satanism, I'm sure, where they still sacrifice.
Yeah, that's like full-on devil worshiping.
Right.
And of course, if you have an organization like this that points to yourself as ultimately God, I mean, that's like a gateway to anything bad. Mm-hmm. You know what
I'm
saying?
And you guys got to realize, like, Satan is still behind this. Like, he's behind this. It's not the people doing this.
Right.
Satan is behind this.
Yeah.
So it's just as real and just as evil as we can construe it to be. Do you know what I mean?
So in the U.S. and A., here, it's like Steve-O said, if we try to get rid of this group, though, then that's going to, like, get rid of all groups.
Yep.
So as Christians, how do we approach it?
We approach it the same way we approach them. We love the people, and we respect the people, and we share the gospel. And when people are in sin and living in sin, we love them. And eventually, the Lord works through us, and I believe just to bring them to Him, because that's how they... That's how they know Him, is through our love. That's the purpose of the body of Christ.
That's what I'm talking about.
It has nothing to do with, regardless of their belief system and what they're practicing, that should have no bearing on how we're treating them at all.
Well, I mean, the Satanic Club's mission statement is free inquiry and rationalism. So I actually think...
Well, that's what they tell you.
Of course that's what they tell you, but free inquiry and rationalism, we should all be able to share our faith, right? We should all be able to provide a reason for the hope within us. And so if they truly are trying to, quote, like, preach tolerance and actually being open-minded to rationalize, I think if you have actually dug into God's word long enough, you can clearly articulate your faith, and you can rationalize it. Of course, faith has to step in at some point, because it's faith. Faith is faith. Mm. But you can still have rational conversations, and I think that goes way further than "you're evil, you're vile, get behind me, peace out." Like, get away from my kids. You're filthy and disgusting.
No, that's not
what
I'm saying at all. I think that opens.
Oh, I know you're not saying
that. That free debate is what is going to let the truth shine through more and solidify the belief. So you're absolutely right. Toast, bro.
Dude.
Thanks, Nick.
Love you, bud.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Steve Ogg, recap real quick what we're talking about.
We're talking about Satan, man, on our Christian radio station, just, throwing it out there to Lucifer. for his satanic temple and his after-school club that they're trying to get instilled in all elementary schools. No, I'm not being funny. The Department of Education is actually taking a look at it right now. The Satanic Temple says that they want to start up an after-school Satan club to be an alternative to Christian after-school clubs, providing kids with snacks, reading lessons, and art projects, possible goat sacrifices. I made up the last one.
All right. We know you have an opinion. You have your thoughts on this. Please feel free to text us at 585-LIVE or call us at 338-3700. We'll pick it back up when we come back. Hang out.
Donald Trump is refusing to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senator John McCain in their Republican primaries.
The Olympic torch arrives Rio, and there are concerns about whether it will be welcome.
Alabama officials are denying parole for a Ku Klux Klansman convicted in a 1963 church bombing.
An Emirates Airlines flight from India made a fiery crash landing in Dubai.
The CDC has crunched two decades of data on Americans' average height. The average U.S. man still stands at 5 feet 9 inches.
The payroll process. Processor ADP says private employers added 179,000 jobs last month.
Several flights at Miami International Airport have been canceled or delayed because the FAA tower was struck by lightning.
Delaware Supreme Court has struck down the state's death penalty law, ruling it unconstitutional. Justices based their 3-2 decision on a recent U.S. Supreme Court case that found a jury must unanimously issue a death sentence instead of a judge making the final call.
High today of 88 degrees. Take a look at the roadways.
Nothing's happening.
Yes, there is.
Really?
And it's working. I-40 West at 98. That's exit 153. There's an accident reported out there. Also, a lot of congestion on Corrales Road after you hit Alameda and north into actual Corrales. Lots of construction all around the city. You guys be really careful. Again, accident reported I-40 West at 98th Street. Praise the Lord, the map is working again. Have a great day that you're looking traffic.
Good morning, Starmie. Welcome to the show. 585 Live.
Liveline blew up.
You can text the show or you can call us at 338-3700. We've been talking about the Satanic Temple that wants an after-school club in elementary schools. Your thoughts, what are they saying?
People are chiming in. One said, sounds like you guys are apologists for the satanic group.
I knew it was going to come across that way.
Someone else said, 5 to 12-year-olds are still in their formative years and are still trying to develop and understand the rationale of Christianity. Do you think they have the tools to have an intelligent debate with an atheist yet?
I think probably not, because most adults don't have the tools to have an intelligent debate with an atheist.
Satan is known as the deceiver. How do we know that this is nothing but deceiving? Of course it's deceiving.
Well, what did God say? If you're not for me, you're against me. So really anything outside of...
evil prevails when good men do nothing.
Yeah. Of course it's going to be against God. This is against God, of course.
If you're just joining us, we were talking about this satanic group that essentially has decided they want an after-school program. Group of Satanists, they contacted the Department of Education. They want to create an after-school program at elementary schools based on their, quote, religion. The Satanic Temple says that their after-school Satan club will be an alternative to the Christian after-school clubs, which provide kids with snacks, reading lessons, art projects, and they insist this isn't a trick. They really want to, quote, evangelical after-school clubs created a need for us to be there. They're sending children the message that they'll burn in hell or be tortured for eternity, but this program teaches kids you can embrace the iconography of Satan and still lead a moral life. End quote. I'll be more careful, because you're right. I should realize who we're talking to. Mm-hmm. But what I said instantly was, it's difficult when we as Christians go on the offensive and try and shut this down, because recently in Oklahoma, a Christian group went on the offensive against a teacher who was trying to teach the five pillars of Islam in high school. And a Christian group said, no, you can't do that. Separation of church and state, blah, 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 and just went on the attack. So they implemented a new law, a new rule, a new regulation that religion essentially couldn't have anything to do with school. Well, then, ironically enough, an after-school program.
It was the Gideons, right? The Gideons later tried to come and
hand out
Bibles. They
came in with Bibles, and the school shut it down and said, sorry, according to this new regulation, that's illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And so it shut out God's word as well. So if we want to, we can say this is stupid, which it is. Well, they're just doing this to try and counteract Christianity, which they are. We can try and shut it down and in turn shut down all after-school programs, right?
That's the issue here.
Yeah, that's the issue that
I'm
trying to convey.
I think that's what everybody is missing.
Instead, it's like, but it's Satan. And I don't know when we became such wusses. Got to be careful with the words. I'm going to say something
worse. Hey, you've
worse.
Never been careful with your words, so why start now?
But I want to, because I get frustrated when we cower as Christians. We are not given a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. We have the creator of the universe. His spirit dwells within us. Mm-hmm. And we act like we tuck our tails and run over the stupidest things, and I apologize if I come off harsh, but I get frustrated because the live line blew up, and I will say it's about 50-50, because some people are saying, I agree with Steve-O, this group's end game has always been to get Christianity away from school, and so therefore, by doing this, and then we fight it and say, no, you can't have this program, then they go, ah,
see, that's the thing.
Gotcha.
That's why I'm
now
like,
you can't have your program either.
They're totally a reactionary, like, mockery.
Yeah.
A reactionary statement / mockery to the actual church. That's what this is. So if we go in there guns blazing, you can't do this, you can't do this. The end game is to get all the after school programs removed. And that's my issue with this is I knew when we brought it up, when we talked about it this morning before we did the show, should we talk about this?
Of course we should.
If we mention anything, we're going to get that text on the live line. We're going to get that call. We're going to get that email. It sounds like you guys are justifying this. The person that is writing that is stopping at the beginning of the sentence, and they're turning off their mind.
Yeah.
We live in a democratic society, and these situations are situations where we as Christians have to be willing to engage the situation. You can't just write this off as, you guys are allowing Satan into schools. Satan's already in the school.
Yeah.
They're just putting a big title and a name on top of this one. That's all it is.
Amen, man. Somebody.
The live line, the family thing. Did you see that?
Oh, I haven't seen that
somebody
one yet.
Somebody said, this is a call for families to step up and teach their children to guard their hearts and minds.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Absolutely. That's what we... Somebody said... Jay said, Teo, they're going to recruit for future warfare. Satanism is geared to take eyes off of the creator. But I'll tell you what, man. Like, anything...
Because it's not already being recruited on the TV. It's not already being recruited in music. It's not already being recruited
Pokemon Go!
Our smartphones!
You want to get into, let's get into anything that we put above Christ. Anything to take our eyes off the creator. And yes, of course it's an attempt. But all things are. You're right. If they don't go to an after school program but instead go home and watch 7 hours of Cartoon Network, guess what? You're just as screwed. Yeah. Because you're watching mindless television for so many hours. And your children's eyes and minds and hearts are still off the creator, even if it's Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network, my friends. Mm-hmm. This, at least, they know what they're up against because it says Satan Club.
Feeling pretty convicted right now.
Well, no, that's all of us. It's just, it's easier for us to take a stand in this kind of situation. But what I'm trying to say is, this is not, you're not taking a stand.
Right.
All you're doing is sending in a text on a live line saying that's wrong and trying to make us feel bad for saying, hey, this is happening. Yeah. That's not a stand.
That's not.
This is going to happen. And if the church moves in and says, hey, you can't do this because this is the church of Satan, we're shooting ourselves in the foot, because then all of the Christian programs are going to get removed, just like we saw at that school in Oklahoma or wherever it was.
Yeah.
338-3700 is our phone number. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good.
Awesome. Hey, I'm actually glad that you guys brought this up because I actually got this news article and a text message, and it was like a group message, and I saw everybody's response, and they're like, oh, man, I can't believe this. This is crazy. This is disgusting and all these things. And I get it because as a Christian, we're like, oh, man, Satan, that's horrible. But think about the first time like a Christian club got into a school. What do you think the Satanists did or the Buddhists? They're like, oh, I can't believe they're preaching Jesus. It made them sick as well, but... I like what you guys are saying. If we say you guys can't do that, then that means Christians can't have after-school programs.
Yeah. Right.
And another thing you have to think of is after-school programs are voluntary. Nobody has to go. Mm. It's not like they're forcing kids to go to this program. If your kid goes to the program, then you need to have a talk with your kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to have a talk with this group.
Well, heaven forbid a parent have to talk to their kid.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I would say for parents, if you're really concerned about your kids being exposed to these things, Levi Lusco has a teaching series called Arrows, and I would highly suggest that they go and listen to that series and encourage their kids to actually engage groups like this, minister to groups like this, share the truth with groups like this, instead of, you know, like you were saying, tucking your tails and running. God has never called us to run away from these things, but to engage these people, reason with these people, and open the door for conversation. So it's not a time for us to run or to be scared or start petitions. It's a time for us to engage in conversation and have open doors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love
and
it, man.
And the trick to it is, as Christians, we're not going in there trying to mentally defeat someone and then try to convert
them. Because that is still
them.
A soul. That is a human
that's
being.
A person.
That is
it's
a
like
person.
Our buddy Nick said earlier, the difference as a Christian is you love that person unconditionally.
Yeah,
that's how, like, when Jesus, I mean, he was God incarnate, and when he ministered to people, it wasn't just the miracles. And in fact, in most instances, when you read the Bible, it seems like Jesus didn't really want to do the miracle thing. It was the way that he loved people, anyone, the marginalized, the people that were considered enemies of the mainline Jewish society back then. He loved them unconditionally, and that's what changed the game for people.
Yeah.
And that is not like saying you have to accept their teaching. It's just like caller just said, it's a voluntary thing.
338-3700, thanks so much for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Doing well?
Is good, this good. Adam?
This is Adam.
Yeah!
Oh, gosh, I knew it!
It's
been 45 minutes, Adam.
Adam, I got to a place where I know your voice, girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I don't got to say this is Becca's husband anymore.
You are your own man.
Yeah, I'm my own man now, even though, you know, she's obviously the better half. But,
aren't all wives.
You know, I love what you guys talked about, things that sort of ruffle everybody's feathers. But I just wanted to comment, and this is very, as everything when you talk about things that are controversial, they're very, you know, multidimensional. They overlap and intersect on many different grounds. But there was an interesting article in the New York Times where they were talking about diversity growing up in democracy. And, you know, it kind of hits home with a lot of the stuff that's been going on in our country. That's probably always been there, but the internet, social media has kind of brought it kind of up in our face, is how different we all are. And the point of the article was that when we realize how different we are, when we realize that we're not all the same, is that we kind of instinctively want to get around people that are exactly like us. And so they did this test among children, and basically they had children from diverse groups, so, you know, different races, different religions. And they had these experiments where they kept them in a classroom for a couple years. And the statistics showed that the kids that were actually around people of different race, religion, cultural differences, they actually did better. They were actually more articulate. Their test scores were through the roof. And the kids that actually stayed within their own kind of world, whether it be Christian, you know, the same race, they actually did worse. And so basically the point of the article is that when we want to kind of cling to our sameness, you can call it that, or the people that are just like us, we actually should be doing the opposite. We should be engaging with different cultures. And so It was a good article.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Dude, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think of, because a lot of the live line, well, it's about 50-50 on the live line, so I shouldn't say. But when I first read this, I immediately thought of 1 Kings 18. You've got Elijah over there, and he's going, hey, so you guys got this God. All right, you want to come to the top of this mountain? You want to kick it? You want to, like, throw down fireworks and see whose fireworks are bigger? Cool, man. Let's bring it. Let's do this. Let's engage. Let's kick it. You bring your God. I'll bring my God. We'll see who shows up. And he wasn't afraid. He had power. He had knowledge. He had an understanding that God was going to be God and show up and wow everybody. So he wasn't afraid, and he engaged them. Now, granted, he was pretty antagonistic, and he, like, kind of started getting fiery, which I think we all can do at times. But he still drew near to them on the mountain, was like, let's do this, you know? And I think we've come to this place where we're so terrified that we'd rather just tuck tail and run because we don't want to have to actually have a difficult conversation, quote unquote.
Or put our hope in a person that promises easier times of yesteryear.
Mm. Mm.
Love it, Adam. Thanks, buddy.
Live line is just
585 live. You can text the show. We're talking about the Satanic Temple wanting an after school club in elementary schools. And like Steve-O said, it's like kind of split down the middle on.
Yeah, I mean,
I like this. Did you see if it's an elementary school, if a kid is volunteering to go to the class, the kid isn't the issue; it's the parent.
Yeah, because they have to have a permission slip signed by the parent to even go to the club. Mm-hmm. So if this kid is being allowed into this Satan club, it's because a parent signed off on it and said, "I want my kid to do this."
Yep.
You know what? If there's any parents or anybody out there that's worried about this happening, I think they really need to pick up the Bible and start reading it until they have the understanding that God is going to prevail in the end.
Mm. All right.
Right on, man.
Thank you very much.
It's like a nice...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. It's like a saw. He just showed up. I didn't even know you had that. I didn't even know you answered the phone. Who is this?
He was there.
Get behind me.
Funny thing is, I didn't even answer the phone.
No, shut
up. Oh, my goodness.
Liveline, we need to be careful that this doesn't make Christians show the hateful side where we attack people or the people just talking about it. That's where we kill people's spirits and look like crazy people at a Trump rally. That was the live line. Okay. Amen. We as Christians need to take a stand and be bold. Our youth are on the front lines. We need to encourage them to be the brighter light. Pool Boy chimed in and said, no weapon formed against shall prosper!
Pool Boy.
Somebody else said, as a youth pastor, I got to say this doesn't scare me at all. Whenever the devil has its own title, my students are not going to be surprised. They'll be guarded, and they'll know where it's coming from. It's whenever the devil convinces you that he doesn't exist or is not there that he becomes dangerous.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, didn't God let Satan directly tempt Jesus for 40 days and nights? If we're parenting right, we should have nothing to fear.
Yeah. It's good stuff on the live line. 585 live, 585-5483.
So somebody else said, that whole Elijah thing, then he killed the prophet. So how do we use that example? Should we just like start slaughtering?
No, maybe not. That was a different probably time. It was a different group of different people.
Oh, man.
Because weren't the prophets of Baal, weren't they like the, if you picture in the jungle, a tribe that were eating other human beings? I don't think they were doing that, but they were doing like some very dark, witchcrafty things, right?
Yeah.
They were not good people.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the ultimate paper, rock, scissors.
No, it's not the ultimate paper, rock, scissors.
What you do is you go into the club and you go, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do. I've rationalized this in my brain.
No.
I'll bring my God, you bring your God. We're going to paper, rock, scissors. The loser gets killed.
No. Not at all.
I mean, if we're going to take... Steve-O. Well, I mean, they're saying, how do we take that example? So if we're going to have to take it all the way, I guess we're just going to have to take it all the way.
No, we're not going to take it all the way.
We are absolutely not. It says in verse 40, then Elijah said, capture the prophets of Baal. Don't let any of them run away. The people captured all the prophets. Then Elijah led them down to the Kishon Valley where he killed them.
Hmm. Well, I'm all out of Kishon Valley, so...
That's not here in New Mexico.
No, man, it's a ranch, right? Kishon Valley Ranch. It's my jam. Pour that on my salad. Woo!
It's the
love
valley,
it.
Man.
Just slaughtering the bad guys.
just left and right.
Thank you, Starmie. Appreciate it. When we come back, AGT recap from last night, Whiskey Tango, Pokemon Go update, Olympic update.
Nice. Hang on.
You will awake in the morning and start.
With Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We've got a podcast. If you only listen to the show on your way to work, you only get a little bit of it every morning, you can get the whole thing at our podcast. You can go to iTunes, Google Play for you Android people, or you can go to star88.fm. Our website. We got it there at our Morning Invasion page. 804.
High today of 88 degrees.
Traffic.
We got that accident out on the western side of town. It's a rollover on the off-ramp, I-40 West at 98th Street. Also 40 eastbound between Coors and the Big I is starting to get stacked up. And if you're 25 southbound, once you get off Paseo, you're going to run into a little typical morning time congestion. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Yeah, if you missed it, we had a really good, engaging conversation about a Satanist club, an after-school Satanist club.
Where was I? You were getting engaged.
Oh.
Elementary schools. They want the kids to have a little time talking about Satanism after school. So we discussed that. It'll be up at the podcast after the show. Real quick, anything on the live line you guys want to talk about before we switch gears and go into something else?
I do want to read this one.
Go for it.
This is my friend doing the cold water challenge. But they say, on the serious side, because my cold shower made me miss all but the end of that, I've seen a ton of stuff on Facebook about Christians needing to take a stand. Yes, stand. Like how Jesus stood against the world. The only time Jesus took a stand was in the temple against zealots. And how has Christians taking a stand worked for us so far? How about we take a hint from Christ and serve? Serve these groups with free meals at one of their satanic meetings. Offer them a church van to give everyone a ride home. Get creative. Stop trying to stand and let's kneel for once. Jesus did, and look how that turned out.
Yeah.
I got a really good idea.
Power.
Greatest
that was
servant
a powerful
of all.
You know what gave him the words? Cold shower.
Must be it. That's got to be it. So we like get
him,
free meals,
him or her, I'm not
church
sure.
Van. We'll get little badges that we can wear so that they know that we're friendly with the Satan clubs. We'll be called Beelzebuds.
No, gosh. Okay. So when the person said that we were apologists for this.
Shut your mic off.
Now I understand why they're drawing those conclusions. And I want to apologize for Steve-O again.
What is your problem?
He didn't mean that.
Hold on, let me say it again.
No, let's not say it again. Let's dump that.
Beelzebuds.
Oh, gosh.
Get it? Because we're like,
you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
What has just happened.
Been holding that one in for a while.
Is some member of the Church of Satan here in Albuquerque heard that, and they are phoning in to the headquarters saying, guys, I've got a great idea. You'll never believe where
New
it came
kids
from.
Club. Oh, New man. Kids Club.
Gosh.
Oh.
Oh, you think that's funny?
Starmie, I did. We apologize. On behalf of Dex and I, and even Steve-O, we apologize.
Until just now. Got to take it in context. Yeah. Hopefully, you heard the last hour.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to apologize to anybody anymore. I think we've weeded out anybody that's going to be offended.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I think we find new ways to offend every single day.
You're probably right, too.
I feel like if you've been with the Morning Invasion long enough, it's kind of like any relationship. You come to understand people's character, hopefully. You come to understand...
It like, and you just live with that quiet, seething anger under the surface.
I wasn't talking about marriage. I was talking about friendship.
You said relationship.
Sorry, my bad. I meant friendship.
All right, guys.
That's studio at star88.fm.
It's time.
Let's get it now.
Oh, man. From one Satan club to the next. Am I right?
No.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, baby.
AGT. America's Got Talent. Man, we're almost into the semifinals now. America's Got Talent went down last night. We're into the live show. And last night, they voted off some performers.
It better not be Sal.
Sal might have went home last night.
Oh, no.
He might have went home. But before we get to that.
I don't want to get to it if that's the case.
Well, yeah, you do.
I really don't.
Why don't you?
I really like Sal.
Well,
at least I don't have
Sal.
To endure the 13-year-old comedian.
All right, guys. Oh, I got some jokes about Donald Trump.
Oh, we're going to next week, I'm sure. That's going to happen. Fitz and the Tantrums performed last night, which was pretty cool. Nick Cannon, there was a really funny video they put together of Nick Cannon training some children on how to be an AGT judge.
I don't believe that.
It's pretty hilarious. You should definitely hit the YouTube on that one. All right, so this is what happened. When they kicked it off, they started with your boy, Sal Valentinetti.
Valentinetti, baby.
The pizza driver from Long Island.
I love him so much.
They started with Sal, Katie Lynn, the country girl, 13-year-old country singer Katie Lynn. And there's a group called Throwings, and they're like an acrobatic act, and they... Like the husband throws the wife and they catches her. And,
that is not boring.
So basically, those three performers were in the bottom of the votes.
Oh.
So Nick Cannon brings them up to tell them, like, listen, you guys, one of you is going to go home. You guys,
it's not going to be
get
Sal.
Ready.
It's
get
not
ready.
Be Sal.
This is what happened.
We have three acts who still don't know if they've made it. One of them is going to be put through by tonight's Duncan Save vote. Let's see who you're keeping in the competition.
It's
going
to be Sal.
Here we go.
He's by far the best.
America has voted.
Sal. Sal.
The act
Sal.
You put through
to
the semifinals is...
Sal.
Sal Valentinetti!
You see, guys, that's faith. I knew. I had an understanding. I believed.
It's a lot of love.
He was the
up
most
here.
Talented one
Our
there.
Other two acts,
he deserved to be
please
there.
Please stay right there.
Go
Sal.
Home, country girl.
With
go
over home. 46% of the vote, America puts you through. How's it feel?
Ah, feels beautiful.
It feels incredible.
Oh,
I feel like a million amazing. Bucks standing right here already.
I'm excited to be here. I love
win
it.
Or lose, I feel like a million bucks because of you, America.
Brooklyn!
Man, he's great.
He's old good. Brooklyn.
He sounds just like incredible. Frank Sinatra.
I want him to just win everything, but then at the end actually lose, and then he has to go back to Brooklyn,
no.
And then we'll hang out in October.
Yeah.
It's my end game.
All right, so we just found out Sal is safe. He's
well, yeah.
Okay. Well, now it's down to the country music singer. Katie Lynn versus the Throwings Act.
Oh,
we're
come on,
down
throwing.
To the last
Throwings
two
Act.
Katie Lynn and Throwings.
Throwings!
Only one of them can go into the semifinals, and it's up to the judges to decide who that is. Judges, the decision is yours. Mr. Simon Cowell.
You know, when you watch the show back, you do see something different. I have to apologize for what I said to you last night, because when I saw it back, you see it more clearly on TV, it was sensational. Katie, I think the song kind of was a little bit overproduced for you, which is possibly why you're in the position where you are tonight.
Less than a minute.
I've made a decision based on who I want to see, who I think America wants to see, and who has the most potential to grow. The act I'm going to save tonight is Katie Lynn.
Oh, that means it's another tie. The acts are tied at two judges' votes. So now we look
of
back at the vote
is.
They got from you
every
last
time.
Night at home, America. Based on America's vote, the act going into the semifinals is Katie Lynn.
Katie Lynn. Oh, Katie Lynn, the young
Boo.
Country music singer, moving
Let's
on.
Let's get in there.
Ooh.
Time of my life.
Gosh,
that's what she's saying.
It's good.
Except she's going, let's get it now.
Let's get it
I
now.
Have the time of my life.
Now, my favorite act.
What's that?
Last night. The Clairvoyants. You, remember, those are the guys that I think are going to win the whole thing. They're the mind freaks. They're the mind readers. They're freaky, man. My wife thinks that they're witches. Witches and warlocks. I say no. They're just really good at what they do. I love them, the clairvoyance. Well, it came down to the clairvoyance versus the rapid quick change. Do you guys remember the rapid quick change?
No.
So this is a couple, husband and wife, and the wife can change into outfits like that. I mean, like split second.
Really?
And it's kind of cool, but it was cool the first time. The second time they did it, it was the same thing. Mm. So it was up to America to vote on who they wanted to move forward.
America has voted. The first act going into the semifinals is the clairvoyants.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! They weren't even sweating it. They knew because they're witches.
Thank you very much. You guys were amazing.
They already knew.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Wait. Hold on. Why are you acting so shocked? You didn't already know that this was going to happen?
In this case, no. We were like everybody other, like everyone else.
Well, congratulations. Howie, last night,
yeah,
you said these guys were amazing, scary, and inspiring.
And
what do you want to say to them now?
And contagious, because there was no doubt in my mind. I knew. I felt. I predicted.
Yeah. Okay, stop. You're not funny,
See?
Howie.
He's
See?
Magic.
Actually, he is pretty funny. See? I take that back.
I liked Bobby's World.
Howie's really fun.
I did like Bobby's World. And we watch him every year on Christmas Eve. It's called Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. Gremlins.
Now, the wild card winner. Remember the Rubik's Cube magician, Stephen Brundage?
Yes.
He came back because he was the wild card.
Gosh, this is taking so long.
It came down to Stephen Brundage. He was taking on the juggling artist, Victor Key. Now, Victor Key is this amazing juggler. I mean, he can juggle 10 balls, and his outfit is all weird.
Really?
He wears this weird makeup, but he does this dance juggling act that is it is really amazing.
Okay.
You guys need to check it out if you haven't yet.
I need it.
America has voted. The next out going into the semifinals is,
come on, Steven,
both of you.
What? Both of them.
Wait a second.
Both of them are going through.
No.
Look at that.
Work.
Boom! Both of them are going through. I'm okay with that.
This is like when I awarded the Starmie the winning trophy in Interview Wars.
All right, couple more clips here. We're doing a little AGT recap. Spoiler alert. I guess I should have done the spoiler alert earlier, said that, because some of you probably haven't even watched yet. But do you remember the wife killer, Amber Lynn?
Okay.
And,
what?
You know, she tried to kill her. Probably now restraining order husband, Ryan Stock.
With the arrow?
With the flaming arrow out of the crossbow.
Mm.
Do you remember that? Well, to kick off AGT, Nick Cannon actually talked to both of them to see how they were doing.
And I'm here with some popular people from last night. So, Ryan, you had a lively night last night.
It was a lively night, yeah.
It was almost
now,
a death.
First question, are you okay?
I'm okay. We had a malfunction with the equipment, but I got out lucky.
All right. Now, you didn't move for a very long time. What was going through your mind at that moment when the arrow struck you?
We weren't sure what had gone wrong, so it was trying to figure out whether I was on fire, whether I was okay. Once we figured out we were okay, you know, we went through the footage to see exactly what went wrong.
All right. It doesn't. Now, this is the bruise that we have here, right?
It's bruised, it's burnt, it's scraped, but
it's like a little hickey or something like that.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, you know, he's fine. Didn't puncture. Just got a little hickey on his neck.
Got a little hickey.
If you guys hadn't seen that yet, you got to see it.
Have more videos been posted of it, or is it still just
the one? I haven't looked. Hopefully some more videos.
It was hard to find yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Thankfully, the Starmie came through.
But yeah, so the other night, this husband and wife act, the wife almost killed her husband on accident, and it was a malfunction of the crossbow.
It was hilarious.
No, well, it wasn't hilarious, but, you know. All right, well, it came down to Amber Lynn and her husband,
man,
the crossbow flaming arrow act.
Wait. Is Steven the husband?
I was just about to say, the wife's name's
Dion?
Amber Lynn.
Amber Lynn is the wife, and the husband's name is Ryan Stock.
Not Anne Berlin.
Amberlin.
Amberlin.
Yeah. They went up against the contortionist Sophie Dossie.
Punch me in the
This
face.
Contortionist is crazy.
So wow.
Punch me, guys. Just punch me.
We will punch you.
Stop it, Steve-O.
Hey, punch him.
America has voted.
They voted for
the next act into the semifinals is Sophie Darcy.
The contortionist?
Yeah, the contortionist went through. I was really hoping that America would give
the... other one's got more viral hits.
She went through a tube. It was crazy.
Okay,
stop.
She contorted her body. She went through to the next round.
We got one more clip, Steve-O.
By way of...
And we're done.
Light socket. It's crazy.
Our last clip.
She can get really small.
We have Simon Cowell's Golden Buzzer Girl.
Yes. Wait, which one?
Remember she was the cancer survivor girl?
Yes.
What was it? How do you say her name? Calista?
Flockhart. Yes.
No, Calista Bevia. Calista Bevia, I believe is how you say her name, I think. She went up against Moya Angela.
Oh.
And they're
Maya
both
Angela.
They're both singers.
It was pretty great.
You don't remember her, do you?
Yeah, I know I why the cage bird
She was the
sings.
Gospel singer.
To get on
yeah,
AGTs.
She was really good. She was really good.
America has voted.
This is
the next
my
act.
Stop it.
Going into the semifinals is Calista Bevia.
Calista.
Shocker.
Calista.
Didn't see that coming.
Simon's Golden Buzzer Girl.
Oh, you were amazing. You guys keep it going for her. Such an incredible journey that continues on. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling amazing. I just want to thank everybody who voted for me, and you guys are keeping me on this journey.
Well said.
Mr. Cow, this is your golden buzzer.
I know.
What do you want to say to her?
You know what, Calista? I'm absolutely thrilled for you. I watched it back at home with some friends last night. You were even better watching it back than when I heard in the room. You are so deserved to be in the semifinal. Now we've got to get you into the final after that. Congratulations.
That's right. That's
he already right. owns her.
Calista.
He already owns her. She already won, guys. In the script, it's pretty amazing. I got to see a leaked script.
Did you get the script?
Of AGT. Yeah, it's
I
pretty
asked
great.
Them if they would send it.
Sorry,
to
spoiler alert. Yeah, she wins the whole thing. It's going to be incredible.
You are aliens from another planet.
Ah, pretty much.
Thank
yeah.
you, Simon.
You are
clairvoyance, the witchcraft act. They told me about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. they've already seen the future.
Sure. Every time I think it can't get any more weirder,
yeah.
and it does. I think you two are incredible. I don't know where you're from,
thank you, Simon.
But I love you.
Thank you.
Saturday. Ooh,
there we go. Little AGT recap for you. Live show. Oh, baby, now.
You love this show.
I've never gone this deep into a season of AGT.
What you're saying is you're doing this on purpose despite me.
Never gone this deep before. I usually fall off somewhere, but I've never really got into the live
That's
show.
That's funny. That's what the Republicans are thinking right now about Donald Trump.
Okay.
I've been reading so many articles this morning.
You can't trust the internet.
I'm trying not to, but guys, there's a consensus and a poll going on like three different sites.
Well,
wondering if Trump's going to call it a day.
Yeah.
Really? What would happen if the Republican presidential nominee was just like, I'm out?
Yeah, has anybody ever done that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Washington Post, New York Times, of course, you know. I mean, they are reputable sources, but they're also, they slant a certain way. NPR, I'm reading out right now this one from NPR. Hmm. That there are people like higher ups in the Republican blah, blah, blah. That are actually worried because this last week has been cray cray for him, and he went from winning to like losing by a lot.
How would that be for Gary Johnson if Trump decides? So,
I don't know because they're like wondering like legally what the options are, and there are options because there are whispers and clamors. Because it's now like it went from him leading and being like, I can say whatever I want, to this week like mocking the baby and all the things he did.
Can you really trust the polls?
Whoop!
You can't.
You can't. That's why I'm like, I think this is dumb and crazy, but it is an interesting commentary where people are wondering, like actual people close to the situation are wondering, is he gonna just walk? Because he does whatever he wants anyways. Okay. And I was like, this isn't worth my time anymore. I'm losing by too much.
Stop.
I'm out.
This is what I do not understand.
I quit.
Think about all the things that Donald Trump has said over the past year. And now, because he kicked a mom and her baby out, and maybe a couple other things.
He's not going to drop out. He's not going to drop out.
There was the soldier, the military soldier with the parents that were Muslim.
No, that's like what they're saying is like the tipping of the scales. Like, that's where it began, and now people are...
That doesn't make any sense to me, though, because I feel like he's done and said things that are so...
According to the articles I've read, it's because no longer is he just fighting for, like, the Republican spot. Now it's for the presidency, and America's watching him, not just, like, one party. Yeah. Now the world is watching and going, all right, let's see who we're going to try and get for our president, our future president.
He's given no indication that he wants to drop out. Not even a little bit. None. This is all speculation.
Oh, total speculation. It's just everywhere I go, that's the number one headline right now.
Yeah, well, I can't see Donald Trump being a guy that would just bail.
You're fired.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't fire himself.
Nah. I don't think
he's
in trouble.
But, you know, hey.
Although I did just read that another one of his casinos is having to close. The Taj Mahal, Trump, whatever.
Well, he owns a lot of...
Closing.
Companies and buildings, and it happens all the time.
He also refused to endorse Paul Ryan.
That's a big deal.
McCain. Senator John McCain. Hey, I'm just... They think he's going off the rails, guys! If he was on the rails, I want to know where those rails were.
They're at the rails.
Like, to me, he's still doing exactly what he's always done. Come on.
Yeah.
This is fun. You guys aren't just enjoying this? I love this.
Oh, just enjoying it. I am.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time with it. All right, coming up, we have Whiskey Tango. We have a letter to get to. We'll do a Pokemon Go update.
And my 3-minute conspiracy theory on why Hillary Clinton has actually asked Donald Trump to take the nomination. Because they're bros, and secretly they're in league together.
Come on.
The League of the Satan After School Club for elementary schools.
Super
That's actually thick. Something we just got on the live line, so you can't get mad at me.
All right. Okay. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump is refusing to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senator John McCain in their Republican primaries.
The Olympic torch arrives, Rio, and there are concerns about whether it will be welcome.
Alabama officials are denying parole for a Ku Klux Klansman convicted in a 1963 church bombing.
An Emirates Airlines flight from India made a fiery crash landing in Dubai.
The CDC has crunched two decades of data on Americans' average height. The average U.S. man still stands at 5 feet 9 inches.
The payroll processor ADP says private employers added 179,000 jobs last month.
Several flights at Miami International Airport have been canceled or delayed because the FAA tower was struck by lightning.
Delaware Supreme Court has struck down the state's death penalty law, ruling it unconstitutional. Justices based their 3-2 decision on a recent U.S. Supreme Court case that found a jury must unanimously issue a death sentence instead of a judge making the final call.
$8.35.
High today of 88.
Looks like we got an accident. I-40 West between Eubank and Wyoming. You guys watch out for that if you are westbound on 40. Lots of road construction in the area. So I'm axing you guys. Be careful. Make sure you look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. Text us. If you want to.
Texas. It's a state.
We love hearing from you. Just love you guys so much. Oh, Pokemon. Yes, it's taking over the world. We know. Man, it's not slowing down at all. It really isn't. It's just getting bigger and bigger. And they haven't even started the trading thing.
I know, bud. I know.
It's crazy, man.
You're crazy.
Well, someone dyed their dog to look like a Pokemon. People, of course, aren't happy about it.
What?
Yep. Yeah, this person posted a clip on Twitter showing how he came across a pet owner who had transformed their Pomeranian into the Pokemon character. It's since been spread across the internet with 3.4 million views. Would you like to see? There he is right there.
Shut your
mouth. It's like a Pikachu.
That is the dog okay?
I hope
thing.
So.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
That is not the best thing you've ever seen.
Is there doggy dyes out there? Is there safe doggy dyes out there? I don't know this.
Is there safe doggy
dyes? Oh, man. I need that.
You just can't.
I hate ankle biter dogs, little yappy like Pomeranian type dogs. But I want that one, Steve.
You can't dye your dog.
Gotta catch them all. Take it back, bud. Take it back.
I'll never take that back.
Please take that.
That is hilarious.
You can't do that, Steve-O.
Why not?
You can't do it.
Is there a law against it?
Yeah, I think you need to check to make sure it's safe for animals first.
No, man, I can't wait to go home and dye Rocket. Oh, it's gonna be so great.
Yeah, people are upset. The comments,
of course they are.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm going to get so much hate mail for taking this side. I don't even care anymore.
There's a guy in New Jersey trying to start a class action lawsuit against the makers of Pokemon Go because he's sick of people knocking on his door and asking if they can go in his backyard.
Hey, man, you got a Charmander back there. Can I have 5 minutes in your backyard? Pokemon! Also, can I use your restroom?
Get off my lawn or I'll shoot you.
Oh, guys, wow. This Pomeranian is perfect.
No, it's not.
Guys, I'm still watching. I found it.
He's pretty
cute. I Googled
cute
it myself.
He's
oh,
pretty cute.
Man, they made their dog look like Pikachu.
And, well, a 27-year-old guy named Brent in Santan Valley, Arizona, and his 25-year-old wife, Brian, were playing Pokemon Go outside their house last week, and they decided to wander around looking for more Pokemon. Well, here's the problem. They left their 2-year-old son behind. One of their neighbors spotted the kid and called 911. He was crying and trying to get into the house, and he was only wearing a diaper and a t-shirt with no shoes. Mm. Brent and Brian were gone for a total of 90 minutes.
Wow.
When they got back, they were arrested for child endangerment and child neglect. And their son is with the Department of Child Services.
Man.
They left their 2-year-old alone.
That is ridiculous.
So they could go Pokemon hunting.
Why wouldn't they take their kid with them?
Well, you know, I'm when I go hunting with my wife, I'm Pokemon hunting.
Yeah.
I see how engaged she gets because she puts the phone right up here and then she
oh yeah.
Goes.
Oh dude,
and then before you know it, you're like a mile away.
My poor 10-year-old last night. Oh, Luke was in some serious pain. We were at the park, all of us just kind of walking around. He had his iPad. An iPad's different than a phone. Like, you can kind of look around a phone. He had his iPad square in front of his face and was kind of trotting, like, because there was something close. I don't even remember what it was. And all of a sudden, I just heard, and he ran right into a bench, like a metal bench at the park.
Yeah.
And, oh, dude, he's my, like... He's the really, really tough one. Mm-hmm. That kid's a catcher. He doesn't cry. Like, he is tough. Dude went down.
Really?
It hurt. Yeah,
gosh.
He hit hard. So you got to be careful.
You do.
So, it was crazy. It was a crazy scene. Tough
man.
Kid. He's still a tough kid. Yeah, but I will say that we had our 3-year-old with us. Last night, there were so many people coming up to us because he'd be standing there and it's Brody. He's the cutest child on the planet. I don't know how I haven't put him in movies or something.
No,
like,
kid.
He's got to get discovered and make me lots of money.
He needs to be on the next season of Stranger Things.
He seriously was standing there going, can I see? Can I catch something? What do you see? And then he'd grab a phone and he'd like our friend Bill Peterson, he was out there. We ran into him randomly
really?
At the park.
Was he hunting?
It was great. And it's a park by his house. And so he's hunting. We're hanging out. We're having a good. And so he grabs Bill's phone and all of a sudden you just hear, there's a Pidgey.
Oh.
I caught a Pidgey. And then he was running around. He found a Rattata, but he knew all of the names of
That's
these little
hilarious.
Pokemon. So he's like yelling in the park. And so many people were like, that is the most adorable child I've ever seen. Because yeah.
Someone's
going to
kidnap
many,
Brody.
So many other ugly babies.
You better
running
put a
around.
Leash.
So many other people.
Leash on Brody.
Around.
You better
like,
put
know,
a leash on him.
I know.
Yeah. I can't imagine being Brody's age and having the technology that
no.
we have now.
Right.
He must think that that's real. I mean, he does, right?
Yeah.
If you have the phone and then you see a Pokemon pop up on your phone and it's in like real life, you would think that's real.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah. It's incredible.
Incredible.
You don't have to live in the real world. Speaking of, guys, I found this Pomeranian. Look at this video. Oh, my gosh. Nope. That's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Probably going to be up for adoption soon.
Oh, so great. I can't wait. Which, by the way, I've done some research and just found pet-safe dyes. There are no chemicals in it. It's totally harmless. Good. I'm doing it.
Well, I hope that's what they used.
Yeah. Please don't do this.
There are vegetable-based dyes out there that won't harm animals that you can do. And by the way, people have been dyeing their puppies since forever. Am I right? I can't wait to do this to Rocket. It's so great. In fact, I found a list of the cutest looking animals that have been dyed. You think that one's crazy? Look at this one.
Oh,
this
my
is
gosh.
A poodle that was dyed like all of the Muppets.
His, oh my
his
gosh.
Butt is Kermit, and his tail is Gonzo, and the tail is Gonzo's nose. Tail, look at this dog I found. Look at that. That's real. Oh, his face looks like animal.
Poodle power.
That's real. I'm getting a poodle, and I'm that's dying amazing. Him. I'm dying him, and it's going to be great.
The poor dog.
Oh, it's so
I
great.
I feel sorry for all of these animals.
By the way, I took a survey at Telegraph. That's the website that I found, because this was in the UK, and I voted that it wasn't cruel. On the fan vote
what
thing.
Is it?
100% agreed with me. Look, 100% agree with you. Thank you for voting. Nobody thought it was harmful.
Because you're the only one that's voted.
No, that's not true. Oh, one voter. Yeah. Yeah, one voter.
Okie dokie, yo.
Yep, pretty much.
Good grief alive.
Buying a Pomeranian. Buying a Pomeranian.
That's good, man.
I don't know what they eat, but I will be dying
in time.
It's time.
You're on the air.
Thank you. Let's get back to some news. Long Johns are named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named Big John Sullivan.
Come on now.
He would wear them in the ring.
No kidding?
Yeah.
After a boxer?
Yeah. Huh. I guess so. It's funny they weren't named after a brief. The 9 biggest states have more people than the other 41 states combined. California, Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Mm. Wow.
They have more people than all of the other 41 states combined. In 6 years, Beijing will become the first city that's hosted both the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics. They had the Summer Olympics back in 2008, and they will host the Winter Olympics in 2022.
Huh? Lord, I don't know if that's around. A good investment.
Yeah, not when... Mm-hmm. Poor Rio.
Rio. Things are not looking good there.
Its name is Rio, and
oh, baby,
it's really, really sad. There's water with feces in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Put your head in there, you will feel bad. It's true. Guys, last night, something happened to me. Can you play my theme song over there, Dex? That is not my theme song.
Okay.
I mean, it seems... Seems right.
Come on, Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Send it. You know what I'm asking for.
Oh, yes, I do.
Never surrender.
That's yours.
Okay.
Close.
Okay. Man.
Now, this is actually topical and pertinent.
Oh, yeah. Are you losing your mind?
Listen, I'm pretty stoked.
Teo and I rode together this morning, and I picked him up. And he's on the cold shower challenge, so he's like alert and wide awake. I'm on the no shower challenge.
Yeah, 7 days.
Haven't showered since Sunday. Chrissy loves this challenge. And so I'm like still, kind of like just kind of waking up. And like the very first thing he gets in the car, he sits down. He's in my car for 0.4 seconds and says, "Look!"
Oh.
And phone in the face with photos. He's losing his mind.
One photo. They officially announced Hot Rod in the new Transformers movie.
You got the touch.
Hot Rod.
He was my favorite character.
I was going to say, for those who don't know, Transformers,
I had Hot Rod.
Which,
Hot
by
Rod.
The way, Teo's birthday, August 12th. If you happen to have an old Rodimus Prime lying around, you like to gift
I've already got
him.
One. You guys can give that to
that's
me,
that's pretty
too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Huge
so,
fan.
Hot Rod in the old Transformers movie from when I was a kid. He turns into Rodimus Prime after Optimus Prime gives him the Matrix of Leadership. And it was officially confirmed yesterday by Transformers Last Night's Twitter that Hot Rod, Bumblebee's brother-in-arms, brash, slightly arrogant, protector, standing at 16 feet, 1 inch tall, is going to be in the movie.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. Now, he looks like he's a sports car. He looks like he's like a Corvette or something.
Yeah,
you see
I bet
this?
He is a Corvette. That's a good
man,
call.
He's looking legit. I don't like his eyes. He doesn't look like the classic Hot Rod with the spoiler on the back and the cool. Maybe if he transforms into Rodimus Prime, he will. Oh, no! And I guess you could. I mean, it's called Transformers The Last Night. Optimus is going to be up in space. Maybe he's going
to
die.
When's that supposed to come out?
And the next Transformers movie is a Bumblebee spinoff, not featuring the other one. So, speculation abounds.
When is that supposed to come out?
Next year.
All right. I like the Transformer movies.
They're okay.
Yeah, the last one.
I'm excited
one was okay.
about this. If they ruin this for me, I'm probably going to be done with them.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, stoked about that. Just nerding out a little bit. Old me over here doing that nerd thing I do. Stanley Kubrick had his secretary type, quote, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," over and over and over on 500 pieces of paper.
That's messed up.
For The Shining, even though only a few of them were ever shown on camera, over and over for 500 pages.
Wow.
Now that's a secretary. If you feel like you could be that kind of secretary for the Morning Invasion, you need to email us.
Yeah, volunteer.
Because we can come up with stupid stuff to do all day long.
Looking for volunteers out there, Starmie. If you want to volunteer, you want to dabble in radio, it's your chance.
Maybe just wade into the pool. See how the temperature is.
Just try it out. Email us.
Explore that space. Will you play the Whiskey Tango music for me? I know it's not my segment, but just real quick.
Totally.
Some 45-year-old psycho dude in Florida was arrested on Tuesday after he beat a flamingo to death at Busch Gardens in Tampa.
What is your problem?
That's all the information I have.
That's messed up, man.
That's really messed up.
Why would you do that? Maybe the flamingo was attacking him.
I doubt it. Flamingos are dainty creatures.
They're beautiful.
Beautiful this time of year. Beautiful. Guys, Holly Holm has surgery.
Yeah, dude.
To repair her shattered thumb.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
I didn't know this either. Apparently, the injury happened in the fight with Valentina Shevchenko. She won't be punching anything for a while, at least not with her left hand. The preacher's daughter had surgery to repair her thumb on her left hand. According to Holm's promoter, Lenny Fresquez, the injury happened in the first round of her unanimous decision loss against UFC bantamweight Valentina Shevchenko. Her thumb was completely shattered, completely broken in half.
Jeez.
She has some pins in her hand right now. She'll be back in 6 weeks to start training. Despite breaking her thumb, Fresquez said the plan is to still have Holm fight one more time by the end of this year.
Really?
After winning the UFC bantamweight title, Holm 10-2 lost back-to-back fights for the first time in her MMA career. She is expected to make a guest appearance at the Rumble on Route 66 MMA event on Saturday at the Route 66.
With Isaac Valley Flag.
Yeah, former UFC fighter Isaac Valley Flag.
That's my boy.
He totes trained Stefan and I for a day.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
He's one of the coolest dudes ever, and this is his last fight. He's retiring.
He's going in one last time against Jonathan Gary. Valley Flag plans to retire from fighting, but not from the sport. He'll be teaching local kids self-defense.
Booyah! Yeah.
He's got the Jackson's MMA up there on the west side.
Who that is. Okay. He says, quote, "It's shaped my life. It's something that I look to for some form of spirituality, and now that's shaping other people's lives. Now I'm passing that on, and I'm lucky enough to be able to do that."
Those kids, man, that get involved with mixed martial arts, you should see their grades go up in school. A lot of parents will put their kids that are bullies into mixed martial arts, and it actually helps them to not become a bully.
That's cool. That makes sense, too, because it helps them, like, temper their anger.
Exactly.
Control it rather than being controlled.
They do a great job.
Makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. A 78-year-old guy in Florida was arrested for domestic battery the other day after he knocked his wife over while they were arguing about politics because he's a Trump supporter and she's voting for Hillary.
What is your problem?
Don't talk about politics, man.
Just down the road from the flamingo incident.
Probably same person.
Weird Al Yankovic says Prince never let him goof on any of his songs. I guess Weird Al had parodies in mind for Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry, Kiss, and 1999, but Prince said no every time. Weird Al finally just gave up asking decades ago.
Yeah, it seems like a Prince thing.
Yeah. He'd be like, no, man.
No way. Not touching
my
socks.
I could see him totally saying it, like, just like, nah.
No.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
The script for the play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child sold 2 million copies in the U.S. in just 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone started a petition to get the Rotten Tomatoes website shut down just because the movie Suicide Squad has been getting bad reviews. Remember, Rotten Tomatoes doesn't actually review movies. It just shows whether other critics like or dislike them.
Yeah, I usually don't. I don't follow the critics. I follow what people say.
I'm going to see Suicide Squad.
I honestly don't follow the Rotten Tomatoes course.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't totally disagree with that petition. Obviously, it's not going to shut it down. But I am not a fan of Rotten Tomatoes because it really can make or break whether or not companies do sequels. If a movie studio wants to do a sequel like Suicide Squad, unfortunately, because of all the reshoots and everything they had to do with that film, it has to make $850 million
to break even.
That's not happening.
Wasn't that what Batman vs. Superman, what did they have to make?
They had to make,
I think, a little over a billion.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Wow. So they, because of all the reshoots and everything, there are actually two versions of that film that they were working on. The David Ayer version, which was pretty dark, I guess, and broody and whatever. And then Batman vs. Superman came out, and it was super dark, and people didn't love it. And then the studio jumped in, and they made more of the joking, let's get the whole crew in here right away version. And they screened both versions to...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see who they hired to do the alternate cut?
Yeah.
They hired the people that made that trailer that made everybody go nuts. The second trailer. Because if you remember, the first trailer came out, people were kind of like, and then they put that second one out, which had the Queen song in it and all that. They hired those people, that company, to do a different cut of the movie.
Wow. And they screened both of them, and the studio over-the-top action-heavy version one, quote-unquote one. So then they had to go back and do a bunch of reshoots and recut the film because people wanted to see the whole cast like right away. And it's going to be a mess. Going to be a mess.
But I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to the Apology Edition Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Which will inevitably come out.
Yeah.
I mean, true. Ultimate Edition, my bad. But you know, the one good thing for Batman Superman, I will say this, you guys know, I was not a fan of that movie when it came out. I got the Ultimate Edition, and I like it better. It's still a mess, and it has fortunately made money. The Blu-ray of Batman vs. Superman, the Ultimate Edition, was the number one Blu-ray for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So in home video, it's making money, and I'm betting that they're going to do the same thing with Suicide Squad.
Oh, I'm sure.
So maybe just wait and check out the Ultimate Edition when it inevitably
comes. No way, man. I'm ready to go this weekend, hopefully.
I want to see it, too. Well, if you go, let me know.
I probably won't.
Got an update from my cold shower challenge friend. Day 4, cold shower challenge. My mind was fixated on the satanic after-school program topic. I stepped into the shower, turned the cold water on. My brain was flooded with thoughts. Before I knew it, the shower was over and I was getting dressed.
What?
My opinion was concrete. My position was confident. I rode into the live line with a clear mind. I feel that this is a confirmation of the mental benefits of the cold shower, day 4.
Wow. Success. Okay. USA, USA, cold shower's working. USA, USA. People that are doing this challenge, the reviews are great.
There are three of us, but we're all enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's a good thing. I'll tell you this. And this morning, woke up with just the slightest bit of resistance and then remembered yesterday and said, no, I'm doing this.
You're doing this.
Thankful.
Nicely done.
I'm taking a cold shower.
I'll tell you guys right now, I'm feeling kind of itchy. My scalp's kind of funky. Deodorant's working like a charm.
Good.
But haven't showered since Sunday. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Cool. That's great. Okay, thank you, Teo. When we come back, we got a letter. We have an Olympic update. We got your millennial words. Hang on, we'll be back.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Just want to give a big shout out to the Starmie for helping me out. Man, people have been hitting me up.
Have they?
With homes that are for rent. Appreciate that so much.
Man, just blessed.
But, man, someone just sent me a house they're trying to rent that's beautiful. It's a little out of our price range. But really? I appreciate you guys looking out for me and my fam. And
they won't cut you a deal?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking to him right now, so we'll see.
Here, pass him on to me. I'll handle it.
Will you?
Maybe we'll all move in together.
You know what? It's a big house. It's beautiful.
Beautiful this time of year, especially this time of year.
Yeah. It is 9:09.
High today of 88 degrees. Nothing to report traffic-wise. Ah.
Traffic!
Appreciate it. 585-LIVE is our live line number. You can text the show. Or, you know, you can always just call us. 338-3700.
Mm.
Pick up the phone and dial.
Just pick it up.
And say hello.
Hi.
It's how it starts, man.
Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Start trying to think of a new greeting.
You're thinking of a new greeting?
Salutations, friends.
Hmm. All right. Do you guys want to do the Whiskey Tango, or do you want to do an Olympic update? What do you guys
I'm always
want?
Down to do a tango with you, sweetheart.
Oh, well. Wow. Hey. Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, it's kind of thematic.
You have a sweetheart.
I've got a theme going today with my whiskey tangos, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you want to do that?
Sure.
We'll do an Olympic update right after a whiskey tango from Steve-O.
Earlier, we made mention of a satanic after-school program. Now I'm going to talk about something a Satanist teacher did. You ever meet one of those teachers that you know absolutely hates children? You wonder why they were in the education.
Dolores Umbridge.
Mmm. I mean, by the end of the school year, you figure that most teachers are probably sick of at least some of their students. Maybe by Columbus Day, actually. Either way, it could explain how this ridiculous situation happened. 52-year-old Edward Kimball, he's a teacher at Pomperong High School.
I love Pomperong.
In Southbury, Connecticut.
Mm, beautiful.
Back on June 1st, he saw one of the students park their car in the faculty lot.
What?
The faculty lot.
The faculty lot.
That kid's not a part of the faculty.
I don't know.
So he decided to get revenge. As most teachers would. You go tell the principal, they take care of the situation, the kid's reprimanded, he's not allowed to park in the faculty lot. Oh wait, I read that wrong. He let the air out of all of the kid's tires.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't slash
He
him.
Let the air out of all of the tires.
I had Ricky Constead, he did that to my car once.
I've heard of him.
Let all the air out. It's awful.
The reason we're just talking about this now and it happened back on June 1st is because it turns out that the kid had gotten permission to park there because the student lot was full.
Oh.
When the teacher found that out.
Fail! Fail! Fail!
Maybe That's I just amazing. Won't say anything. Well, no. Fast forward to Good August. And the cops traced it back to Sir Edward. And he finally turned himself in. He is being charged with reckless endangerment and is facing jail time.
Oh, my gosh. How about a my bad?
Nope.
No,
nowadays, teachers don't get my bads. They get prison time.
My bad. You know?
Dude.
Gosh.
He's facing jail time.
That's
yeah,
nuts.
That is pretty messed up.
To let the air out of a tire?
Yeah,
he didn't slash the tires.
Well, it's still messed up. You don't do that. Especially if you're a teacher. Come on.
Hey, you shouldn't go to the parking lot today.
What?
Yeah, maybe you just shouldn't go. Because I found this to be hilarious, and it gave me ideas.
Well, you know.
Maybe just...
Just when you think your life can't get any worse.
Yeah. Just trying to teach you a lesson in
Thanks.
Humility.
Yeah.
I mean, what can I say? A week ago, my tires were slashed in the church parking lot.
Yeah. Well, my family's homeless. Thanks for doing that.
Oh.
Now I can't drive my car.
Well, see, I mean... That's perfect. It's the excuse as to why your family will be stationary and living in the parking lot of the church.
You know what? We could set up tent here
yeah.
at Calvary.
You're welcome.
It's beautiful here.
It is beautiful here.
We could, oh, man.
Minus the
camp.
Mosquitoes. You know, they're just...
Dude, Caleb could have the skate park. Man.
See?
He could. He could live down in there with the skunks and the homeless people.
Teachers, don't let air out of tires of your kids. We get it. We understand. They're kids. They do crazy kid things. This kid actually got permission. And you let the air out of his tires.
Well,
Just trying to show the kid how not to handle a situation as a responsible adult.
I always say when you think you might not want to do something, you probably shouldn't. You should probably ask somebody, get a second opinion. Mm. I always live by the rule, if you think something in your gut tells you, I probably shouldn't, then you shouldn't. I followed that rule, and ever since, man, everything's been pretty okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean define okay.
Well, I'm talking, as far as, getting sued on the radio or getting called into the boss's office.
Yeah.
Gosh, we used to go to the boss's office every day after the show.
Thankfully, I don't
boss.
Even...
The boss's... That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I wasn't quick on the draw.
Boss's.
Should have been there to help you boss-ives. So that you didn't have to do that.
I think it's boss's.
My boss's? All right.
You guys still like me.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Here we go. We're one day away from the Olympics kicking off in Rio de Janeiro.
I'll be watching.
What's going on here? Oh, we got a little soccer going on. U.S. soccer opener.
This doesn't sound like soccer.
Oh, it is.
They are booing.
What?
They are booing.
What's that? What'd they yell? What'd they yell? They yelled Zika.
Yeah.
The crowd was yelling Zika.
Really?
When Hope Solo touches the ball in the U.S. soccer opener, the crowd yells Zika because they want him to get the Zika.
Her.
Her to get the Zika.
Hope Solo's
a
female.
Her.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, she's a female.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very crazy.
What?
Why would you wish somebody to get the Zika?
Zika!
Most people don't like Hope Solo.
That's really? All that Brazil has is just that threat of the Zika.
Yep. Yeah, crazy, right? Every time she touched the ball.
Zika! And the Lobos represented at Olympics in Rio.
Yay!
I'm not sure. That's kind of scary, though. I'm not sure I want to.
No, they're bringing it back to New Mexico.
Well, New Mexicans will cheer on Team USA. There's also a Team UNM of sorts.
Zika!
As UNM put it, the Lobos are bringing a pack to this year's Olympics. Six Lobos are going for the gold, including five alumni and one coach.
I think that's pretty
great. Former Lobo athlete Cameron Barstow represents
Barstow.
Australia in basketball.
Barstow.
I wish you had asked me how to pronounce it.
Gavin Barstow will compete in golf for Malaysia. Jaron Solomon is on Team Trinidad.
Nice.
Great Britain's Ross Millington is competing in the athletics.
Ah, the athletics.
Yep. She qualified in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. That's pretty cool. And Frank Merkel-Gliano, UNM Athletics Assistant Athletic Director, said, not only are you following the USA, but your former student athletes are kids. They're cheering for you. That's right. Cheering for you. Zika!
You're Zika!
Zika! That's pretty cool, guys.
Zika!
Be careful over there in Rio.
Yeah.
Be careful. Don't fully submerge underwater.
Gosh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's not good.
I would do very well there with a no shower challenge like I'm rocking.
Dude. No. Yeah. You shouldn't. No. You shouldn't do that.
No, it's great.
Zika!
I love everything about
it. What a creepy thing to just yell.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sadly, it makes sense because they're in Rio.
Disease!
So, yeah.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
All right, here we go. Got a letter. Starmie, feel free to text in or call us.
Get on
any
in.
Any advice that you have for this person?
Please.
We are always here for you.
I love you.
My mom broke the news.
Mm. Mm.
Of my pregnancy on Facebook before I had a chance.
Oh, no.
What a sweet mom.
Oh, no, no, no.
I've been on Facebook forever, and I've grown to loathe it. Yeah. Truthfully, I don't know why I'm on the stupid thing anymore.
Yep.
My husband and I found out we're having a baby 3 months ago, and yesterday we broke the news to a few friends and family members. I was about to put the news on Facebook and saw my mom did it first.
Come on, Mom.
Wow. She totally stole my thunder. What makes it even more annoying is that she doesn't think she did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So what was it wrong of my mom to make the announcement on social media before I could, is what this person is asking.
Yeah.
Thoughts 585 live or 338-3700.
This is tough because you obviously got to be careful. Scripture calls us to honor our mother and father. Some would say, well, that's only while you're in the house, but I would say you should probably still try and do that, like as an adult, even, you know, maybe. However, oh man. Obviously, mom's just excited because maybe this is, yeah. We don't know the situation. Maybe this is the first grandchild.
Well, sure.
So mom's freaking out, stoked, wants to share the news. But dude.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be upset?
Hell hath no fury.
As a Steve-O scorn.
As a pregnant mama's scorn.
Yeah.
That, there are certain boundaries.
Yeah, but don't you have to set those boundaries first? I feel like this she told the friends and family members, when she told mom, she could have said, hey, mom, hey, I haven't told a whole lot of people, so please don't announce it because I want to be the one that does that.
I want to read the very... I want to read what just came through.
No, you can't. Wait, that's one of our words.
Something just came through the live line.
Gosh.
And it says, her mom's a... I can't do it.
It's not the word you think it is.
I can't. It's a bad thing. I can't say that word.
It's
on the
radio. Gross thing.
It's a bad thing. Mm. Second person chiming in on live line said, I recommend wishing Zika on her.
Okay, that's not.
People are obviously siding with me. I think this is, this on a scale of 1 to the worst you can do. This is bad,
no.
Especially if this is like the first child.
Oh, come
you
on.
Want to make the announcement. Are you kidding me?
Like I said, set the boundaries. If you think it's a big deal, then you tell everybody, don't make the announcement. I'm just telling a few people. I had a friend the other day, best friend. He lives in Arizona right now. I can't wait for him to move back.
Buck moved to Arizona?
Huh?
My bad.
No. But gosh, I almost blew the announcement on the air. I almost said
just now,
right now, what the announcement was, but I can't do that. So he calls me and he goes, "Hey,
I'm moving.
You're my
back.
Best friend." No, that's not the, announcement. But he goes, "Hey, you're my best friend, and I've told my mom and my dad and my brother and my sister and you, and we haven't made the announcement yet." And he told me, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's amazing!" Ah.
So don't announce it.
Yeah. So that tells me I can't go on the radio, or I can't go on Facebook or wherever and just tell everybody.
And
you gotta do that. You gotta tell them.
You gotta
first.
Tell.
Here's
you
the thing,
give
though.
Them a warning.
Most people chiming in on the live line are. One says my mother-in-law did that to me.
Oh, dude.
It's
mother-in-law?
A common thing. It's a common thing.
Well, if it's a mother-in-law, then yeah, she's in trouble.
We went through a similar situation with my mom when our son was born. We asked her not to post anything until we did, but she announced it on Facebook
anyway.
See,
that's not okay.
No, that was the live line. There are certain boundaries. There are rules. Oh, snap. Somebody else on the live line said, when I had my second baby, I was in the hospital and didn't want to put my baby's picture on Facebook for a while. But my sister-in-law and best friend both posted my baby's picture without permission. I was a little upset.
Yeah.
The mom is definitely wrong here.
You got to set the boundaries. You have to tell them exactly what you can and can't do. Because I would assume... if I was going to have a grandchild... If my best friend was going to tell me that, hey, we're about ready to have a kid or something, without them telling me, I would want to tell, hey, pray for...
But that's not your news to break. That's not your news to tell. And mom has been in that situation before when she had you, child, right? And so the mom should have an understanding of how sacred and precious
Facebook wasn't around back then.
Yeah, but the birth announcement. Are you kidding me? Nowadays, Facebook isn't enough because we get these stupid cards where it's like, we spent $7,000 on a professional photo shoot for this birth announcement. I'm like, oh, I'm tired of everybody one-upping each other on the... Yes, that's very original. Cool, you're pregnant again. Congrats, bro. Your mom already told me on Facebook.
Yes.
Maybe it's good the mom did that because it saved him a bunch of money from putting up a stupid baby announcement.
Yeah. 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's not like she went on Facebook and announced that her daughter had Zika.
Okay.
I mean, who cares? It's a celebration. Like, everybody, you're still going to have a little baby. You're going to have a little life.
That's how I feel.
But here's what I would say. Here's what I'd say on the flip side. I know certain families that are super protective about it because you never want to make the announcement too early because, God forbid, something happens. Mm. And instead of having to come back to your close family members and say, unfortunately,
that's true,
there was a miscarriage or whatever it was,
I've seen
that situation.
That's
my wife and I, we waited until the first trimester was over before it was, like, public.
Exactly.
The only thing that I said was, don't put my baby's picture up on that billboard on Paseo.
Oh, snap.
For some freak to come find. But
right?
I mean, outside of that, yeah, it's a celebration. If everything's healthy and it's good and it's, you know, it's not, hey, my daughter was diagnosed with, you know, cervical cancer.
Yeah.
It's a joyous occasion.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call.
Lunch mix.
Liveline disagrees. I just had a friend tell me they were having their first baby, and he did not tell me not to tell anyone, but it's something that you just don't take upon yourself to go and tell the entire world. So I haven't told anyone, not my place.
But it was so-and-so.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. And I like what you said, Steve-O, especially early on in the pregnancy.
Yeah.
You just never know.
You want to tell your family member. It's not like she went out and told everyone. She told her mom. And her mom went to Facebook.
And in her tiny, tiny mom brain, she thought she was doing the right thing.
Yeah, but this person who wrote in, again, we got a letter. My mom broke the news of my pregnancy on Facebook before I had the chance. Basically, this girl wrote in and said, Mom stole my thunder.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that, okay. Really?
What?
She didn't really steal your thunder.
Oh no.
Lord.
I don't think she stole.
Saved Dex in his stupidity.
Her thunder.
Lord Jesus. Touch his simple brain.
First off,
his stupid, simple brain.
First off, your mom on Facebook, okay, is going to probably have less friends, probably not have the same friends as you, and it's really not going to be that big of a deal. Mm. When you make the announcement, it's going to be just as special on Facebook because everybody's going to still comment.
No way, bro. Yes. No, I agree with the live line. Parents of adult children are like teenagers. We set boundaries and they don't listen. Maybe that's what it is. Parents are getting back at us for being like stupid teenagers. So we set these bounds. Hey, grandma, no giving candy at 10 a.m. It's wrong. Oh, well, it's just one little lollipop. It was just one little lollipop. No! Boundaries!
Get out of my life!
Wait, don't. No. You're the only one that gets me presents anymore.
For a lollipop?
I love you.
The thing is, this person didn't set boundaries at all. She didn't tell her mom that she couldn't announce it.
By the way, someone on the live line just said, I am having my first baby. Can you please announce this on the radio?
Yes, we can.
What's your name?
When is it due?
It. I can't believe you just called their child it.
Well,
is it
a boy or a girl? Sensitive
person.
What do you say when you don't know it's a boy or a girl?
They.
They?
Yeah. It's coming. I'm just kidding.
We were wondering if Johnny Danger was going to be a lizard.
Yeah?
Turned out to be a human.
It was a human. Yep. It.
He's pretty crazy, though.
It's coming.
He's got the mental capacity.
I think this is
genius.
Way out of line by the mom. I really do. I think mom's got some apologizing to do. I don't know. This whole social media day and age, somebody chimed in and said, my mom doesn't call me on my birthday anymore. She says, I wished you a happy birthday on Facebook.
Mm. Yeah, my mom texted me.
Mija, look.
But I kind of do the same thing to them. So
check this one out. We got an email that says, I used to be guilty of this very thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my grown kids have had the mom reaction to some of these Facebook issues.
Dude.
So now they tell me in advance, don't tell anyone until we've said blah, blah, blah. I agree with Dex. Tell us when we're not allowed to say something.
Yeah. It's, you know, I've told everybody on the radio my situation with us being homeless now.
Yeah.
We're squatters. We're basically squatters.
You're squatters.
And
professional squatters.
This isn't a big deal, but yesterday I told my mom what was going on, and she posted something on Facebook.
Because
my brother is going through some really hard times as well, so she posted something about how, you know, I hope my
sons... Pray for my children. Joseph, he's homeless right now. They're basically illegally squatting in a hospital.
She didn't go to detail. Mom! She didn't go to detail, which I'm surprised she didn't, because when I grew up in Ennis, the small town of 500 people, of course, everybody knew what was going on when I had an issue.
And maybe that's what it is. It's like a small town situation where you're like, yeah, but... Everyone knows our business anyways. I'm just excited it's my first grandchild.
Yeah, maybe.
But it does not matter. Oh, Mom, you blew it.
All right. I think you just need to set those boundaries when you are going to tell your friends and family. Just make sure and tell them, hey, don't announce it. We don't want to announce it yet.
Live line blowing up. By the way, 585-LIVE, if you'd like to text in. A lady just reminded us, one, we're all men.
Yeah.
And it is an unspoken rule amongst women. You never talk about someone's baby without their permission. Period. The end. Woman rule.
Wow.
Woman rule.
Okay.
Oh, no. Huh? I found out my daughter was getting married through Facebook.
Man, that's a good... did he get invited? Is there an event invitation?
Dag, yo.
Yeah.
That's
probably something you should tell your parents.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Starmie.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion.
That's a lot in a little quick question, but I haven't really had much time to think about it.
You don't have a favorite moment that just pops out at you instantaneously?
I think I truly, I've really enjoyed you coming on staff, Dex. That's been a really big addition to this group.
Are you saying because he's chubby? Because he's the biggest addition.
Because
he is. Oh my gosh.
Dex,
he is eating toppings straight from the can.
I'm an emotional eater,
and you're talking about his size. Stop talking
Those
about
his
weight.
Feelings.
He's eating them currently.
I've enjoyed having Dex on the show. It's been really great. You're such a wonderful addition, even though I'm only here once a week.
Man, we are almost out of show.
I think what I love most is mainly how the listeners out there have truly been wings and protected me from you evildoers.
That's true.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, Quality Tamp Tuesdays happens at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. 9:40. Good morning.
Today of 88 degrees. Sorry, I'm enamored by this whiskey tango I have. Oh, guys.
Can we read that one? I wasn't really
sure.
Okay, good.
We're talking about moms already. I mean, come on.
Nothing on the traffic line, so we're good.
All right. Traffic!
Thank you, Starmie, for joining us this morning. We sure do love you. It's great having you aboard.
The live line blew up with the pregnant announcement
on Facebook.
Oh, man.
Women are fired up.
They are.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Up, y'all.
And apparently, like, harsh feelings don't go away so easily.
Ugh.
Women can hold some grudges,
Hank.
Grudges. Yeah. Just tons of grudges.
Yeah.
I always heard that grudges were the key to a great Southern home meal.
No.
What?
Yeah. Grudges.
I don't get it.
No?
No.
Yeah, well.
You'll never get it because we're men.
Yeah, well. That's fine.
We live and let live. Let go and let God. Forgive and forget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything you wanted to read on the live line before we move on?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Everybody pretty much took my side. No. It's because I was raised by a single mom.
Why don't we jump into another whiskey tango since
you teased it.
Well, speaking of women and holding grudges, I don't know about this grudge, how it began, but I do know a 71-year-old woman from Pittsburgh died last week.
Oh.
Family was... pretty upset.
Well,
her funeral was Friday. One of the relatives that was there was a 62-year-old woman named Suzanne Troy. She had been estranged from the family, and especially the woman who died, for some time. Family members are hard-pressed to even remember how the feud started, but in typical ladylike fashion, they held that grudge strong for 70 years.
Man.
Well, 49-year-old Tracy, she is the woman who passed away's niece. She's also a police officer, and she saw Suzanne and realized, hey, they've been estranged. We all know the stories of them bickering, fighting. Doesn't look like she's here to make amends, make peace with the deceased. So she stepped up and asked Suzanne her intentions. And then asked her to leave out of respect for the woman who passed away. Well, Suzanne, not wanting to be outdone at the funeral, wanted to say her piece.
Okay.
Wanted to give her 2 cents on the situation.
Oh, how nice of her.
And before she left, she walked up to the casket, flipped up her skirt, and said, "Kiss it!"
Oh.
What?
What? Steve-o. We're getting fired.
That's what grudges will do to you, man.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
That's what grudges will do to you. This is why, this is why you cannot become bitter, because it becomes a stronghold in your heart and your life. Next thing you know, you're at a 71-year-old woman's funeral, flipping your skirt up and saying awful things.
Okay.
Well. She then...
Sorry about that.
She then threatened to go get a gun.
No.
Come back.
No, no,
and
no,
shoot
no,
the niece,
no,
what?
No,
who was a police no. officer.
Are you unbelievable.
Kidding? Again, grudges.
What wow. the heck?
Strongholds of bitterness.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Goodness.
Did I mention the woman flipping the skirt and threatening to go get a gun was 62 years old?
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Well, I mean, in this situation, it's debatable. Before she could, the niece police officer, Panice officer, if you will, proud of that one, went outside to stop her, and they got into a brawl.
No.
Yeah. They both landed some pretty good shots, apparently, before the cops got there and broke it up, because their mug shots are cray-cray, yo.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The 62-year-old woman was arrested for assault, making terrorist threats, and... Sadly, the 49-year-old police officer, who was just trying to do the right thing,
that's goodness
crazy,
sakes.
Was also arrested for simple assault.
Wow. We had a witness on the scene.
It's a war zone. Oh. There are explosions.
Really?
There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Wow, that's quite the description.
Afterwards, the 62-year-old got out of jail, went to Denny's, and ordered the moons over my hammy. Am I right?
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Because she was.
I get it. Because she mooned people. Yeah. Everybody gets
it's good.
I give up.
Yep.
Tough crowd today.
I don't know about that Whiskey Tango.
Yeah, that was
that might
nuts.
Be the last one we do.
That was a Whiskey Tango Pittsburgh edition.
Okay. Let's finish off our news and get out of here.
Okay. This is going to be easy because I have one story, Dex.
Okay, good. Well, I got things to do, too.
A cop in Halifax, Virginia, pulled over an African-American couple last Friday, and the woman driving seems pretty nervous when he tells her she's violating code 1739.
What does that mean?
He tells her it's against the law to drive on a hot day without an ice cream cone.
I watched this video.
So he and the other cop hand them two cones. She cracks up. She laughs so hard it almost seems like she's crying. With everything going on between race relations and the police, this is not only a tasty, but okay. a pretty refreshing scene.
That's pretty cool.
I'm 50-50 on this. I watched the video. I thought it was a sweet idea, sort of, right? These police officers pulled this woman and her son over. They were both Caucasian police officers.
Sure.
African-American mom and son. And as you said, with everything going on, he was like, huh. And they were being very kind. Do you know why I pulled you over? Because we want to give you ice cream. Oh, snap. And everybody's laughing, yeah. having a good time. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's a sweet gesture, but at the same time, could you be putting yourself in like a situation that, I don't know. Imagine if they were trying to do that and pulling people over, and little do they know, they accidentally pull over a guy who has a warrant for his arrest.
That's
and
true.
It turns into a situation where the cops are holding ice cream cones in their hands and they're caught off guard.
Don't
you know
what
I mean?
They probably just ran the tag before they pulled them over.
That's true. They could have done that too.
Yeah. Oh, so because the criminal couldn't have had like somebody else's vehicle.
Well,
because by checking the tag, the situation just turns out well every time.
You guys are right.
I was going off the warrant thing because in that split second situation, there would have been no way to know if they had a warrant or not.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's no way to know. It's a sweet gesture, but what if they were late somewhere? Sorry, I'll let the officer talk.
Well, it's actually against the law to drive on a hot day without an ice cream cone.
Oh! Snap! Woo! Here's your free ice cream cone.
We're just making sure that everybody falls.
Made you 10 minutes late to your dentist appointment.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
The live line wants to know if that's still considered racial profiling because they chose to pull over.
Maybe. Could be. You know what? Hey, that was really cool.
I thought it was nice.
Cops doing some great things.
I thought it was sweet.
Yeah. A lot of great.
You guys don't see any issue with this? If you guys got pulled over and you're like, oh man, and all of a sudden the police officer is like, just wanted to give you an ice cream cone. First of all, I'd be like, well, I'm lactose intolerant.
Maybe that's why.
Thanks for being a jerk.
Maybe that's why you're
thanks
the
for
only
putting
one.
That. That got any snow cones in there? No, cool, man. Just some cramps for me. All right, I'll eat it.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen other videos of cops. They pull people over and they have cash. They'll give out like $100 or they'll give gift cards or do something really cool.
It just makes me nervous. I don't know. Especially with, as we keep pointing out, the tensions going on.
Somebody says, Steve-O, your scenario goes against the Fourth Amendment.
Which scenario?
The one you laid out a minute ago.
Which one's the Fourth Amendment, bro? Yeah, what's the Fourth Amendment again, Dex?
You know the Fourth Amendment, bro? Everybody knows the Fourth Amendment.
Also, pool boy, I'm not reading that.
No, pool boy.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble, pool boy.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Yeah, stop.
Fourth Amendment. Just text the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.
Violated. I knew that.
Wow, you came in.
So it's like the idea that they need probable cause. So what? There was probable cause because it was a hot day and they pulled him over for ice cream.
It's hot day.
No, that's real life. Are you really
saying this isn't a good thing? Are you really going to say that?
He's lactose intolerant, man. Give him a break.
Who cares?
Just saying.
How pumped would you be because you thought you broke the law, but then all of a sudden the cop's like, psych, here's an ice cream cone. Ha!
I'd be sweating it. Be like, oh, man. What did I do?
Yeah.
Are my tags cool? Am I missing a light or something?
Yeah, come to find out, they just want to give you an ice cream. That's pretty cool.
Literally.
Yeah.
According to the live line, I have no faith in humanity.
I love the live line.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
And then it's on the news, and it was like, well, what happened? Oh, the officers were trying to do something nice. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to get to his gun quickly enough because he was holding ice cream cones.
Well, fortunately, that didn't happen.
I know! This time,
man.
I watch Cops. I know how it works in society.
I think you watch Cops too much.
I love Cops.
Like the people or the show? Because they prefer the term
both.
Police officer.
I like them both.
Wow. I like the police officers.
I was only on two episodes of Cops.
Both of them Albuquerque.
And dude, both episodes I had my shirt off.
That couple of seasons they had called Albuquerque.
Yep. Yeah.
Back in the day, our boy, former mayor Marty Chavez, you know, he like put a stop to
cops being here.
Because they were always here. Yeah. And oh my gosh, if you go back and watch a Cops episode from Albuquerque in the ghetto, it was the worst of the worst.
No, it was always the best.
It was always on Central, of course. Yeah.
That's where it was always
like the craziest scenarios. And I'm like, this is my city, yo.
Yep, I always had their shirt off.
This is my city, yo.
There was always the mom or the wife holding the baby.
Oh, yeah.
My dad had his shirt off, smoking a heater. Loved it.
Heater.
Good morning.
You won't have to hit the dumb button.
No,
okay?
Oh, gosh.
No, don't you do it. I'm going to hang up on you.
I just want to say today was a darn good show.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No, it really was. I love it. Let me tell you a story about this dinosaur, though.
Oh, no. No, pool boy. I thought that was really funny,
by the way.
I thought it was really funny.
I love
you're
pool boy.
You're out of here.
So much.
You're out of here.
The Fourth Amendment, their point was you can't pull someone over for one thing and then charge them with something else. That's against constitutional law.
There you go.
Yeah. They didn't get charged.
So if they pulled him over to give him ice cream and then they noticed they had a taillight out, they couldn't, like, cite him. They'd be like, oh, by the way, your taillight's out. You need to get that fixed, or next time we pull you over, we'll give you a citation.
Mm. Okay.
Makes sense.
I think so.
I like it.
Good stuff, guys. All right, before we get out of here, I want to play this video for you because it's pretty good. This guy wants to be a weather guy.
Oh.
You want to be a weather reporter, almost get struck by lightning. Did you guys see this?
This was not me.
This guy was hanging out.
Whoa, it's bright now. Whoa, it's foggy.
Watching the thunder.
Now the wind's going bad. Look at this, guys. Now I'm like a weather reporter. I need a microphone. It's raining. It's raining hard now. Guys, we're live. Look at this. All I need is a microphone. Guys, we're live.
That guy's hilarious. So he's just hanging out, having a good time.
You know
time.
Why you think he's hilarious? What? He's you. He's straight up you. He's like, hey, guys, look at me. I'm on Periscope. Check out my beard. Huh? Look at my face.
He does kind of look like
he
me.
He does.
When I had hair.
Dex, you are much better looking
Thank
than
you.
That individual.
I mean, he's hanging out. This is, you know what? Lightning's bad here in Albuquerque.
It's yeah.
Horrifying. It's really bad.
It's
you
dreadful.
Don't, you try to seek shelter when there's a lightning storm.
I have the Weather Bug app. And it's seriously, there's a thing on the app that you go, boop, and you check, and it's like, the latest lightning strike was 7.2 miles away, guys. We need to get to safety.
Guys, Paul from Houston just sent us something we can't read. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Acknowledgement, Paul.
This guy right here almost got hit by lightning.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go underneath here. Whoa. Now the wind is going real.
Whoa! Oh, my gosh. Did he get hit?
No.
But almost.
Get out of there, bro dog. Is he alive?
We'll find out.
Wow! That thing hit like right next to me.
Get out of there, you idiot. Woo!
That was fun.
Why is he out still there?
He dropped my phone.
Okay.
Wow.
There's lightning going
that
on.
That big.
He walked right back out.
All right, now I'm underneath here.
Okay,
all right, guys.
Yeah. Well,
it's raining really hard. I'm going to get going.
I'm going to go replace my pants.
Car. Love you.
That was insane.
I had that happen to me when I was out in my backyard one time, and I was next to the barbecue. I was probably 20 feet away from the barbecue, and right next to the barbecue, it got hit.
You almost got barbecued.
Oh, my gosh. And it actually hurt. I
really?
Felt every hair stand up.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it was
You're
super
lucky
loud.
To be alive,
I know.
Dummy.
I know. I was that
go
guy.
Go inside.
I was that guy. Yeah. And if you go to YouTube, I'm actually kind of a YouTube star.
No, are you?
No, okay. I posted years ago, I posted a video called Jesus Show Me Some Lightning. If you go to YouTube and put in Jesus Show Me Some Lightning, there's a video that'll pop up with probably close to 100,000 views, and that's this is it. That's me and that's my family.
I don't
bad
see
words.
It.
Lord, nope. Show him an awesome. Well, light.
Gentry was with us.
Landon, ask God to show you an awesome light.
I don't
say, Jesus, show me some lightning.
Jesus, show me some lightning.
That's Jaden. Watch this. Boom.
Whoa! Wow!
Dude, that was amazing!
Wow,
dude. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus!
Yeah, see?
Can he say
okay.
thank you back?
You get your kids inside, you idiot.
Man, that has 74,000 views.
Dude, you need to get some money.
Wow. I think on break.com it has over 100,000.
Really?
Break.
Yeah. And then the local news picked it up and actually did a story on it.
Oh, that's what'd they sweet. Say?
They go,
local idiot.
No, he goes, I think it was like Dick Niffing. Was that
oh, yeah, name? Yeah.
I think he goes,
miss
he goes,
that guy.
A local radio personality's kids asked for lightning and they got it.
Gosh.
Because they couldn't say God or Jesus on the news.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
And boy, did the universe answer.
Yeah. So just go ahead and YouTube
Dex,
that.
Dex, now deceased, was struck by lightning. The kids have received millions of dollars in wrongful death claims against
the
universe.
You think I could get some YouTube money on that?
No, dude.
Hey, if you do, I want 10%.
Oh, man.
I'm going to help you out.
Just don't go and read the comments because
I'm
they're really, really, really bad.
Oh, are they mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, great.
Of course they are.
We've got another guy here.
Well, first of all, there's some idiot outside with children in a lightning storm yelling, send me some lightning, Lord!
It's probably not the smartest way
it's
to
Jesus,
prove that
Jesus, show
there's
me
a...
some lightning.
Well, okay.
Okay?
Well, either way, it's idiotic and you should
Jesus
have been
lit up the sky, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the best lightning I've ever seen
Be
in my life.
Be careful what you
beautiful.
Ask for.
It was,
beautiful Weather Channel lightning.
All right, we're done with the show today. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Hit the podcast. iTunes, Google Play, just type in Morning Invasion. Google us.
You Googler.
Have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's a big Friday show. See you then.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.